Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated
because of fears of violence.
The people are, don't want it to come in here.
They're afraid.
They're afraid.
And his voting booths with their cardboard walls were empty. Polling sites were under attack today by small arms fire and rocket-propelled grenades. Captain Paul Shepard monitored as U.S. and Afghan troops pursued the attackers.
I think that they are just taking advantage of an opportunity and striking one site and then leaving as soon as they see reinforcements come.
He also monitored voter turnout, in some cases surprising considering the violence.
They just basically wait for a lull of some of the crazier things that are happening, and then they take any opportunity they can get into the polling centers and vote.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, south of Kabul.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. This election is the first major test of President Obama's decision to send thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan to protect that vote and reverse Taliban advances.
This is important for our national security, our homeland security, and for the security of the rest of the world.
But even before the voting started, spokesman Robert Gibbs lowered expectations.
We hope that it's safe and secure.
No matter who wins the election, the U.S. hopes that the next Afghan government will clean up corruption and do more to bolster its own security, Nick.
Secret CIA ops, private assassins targeting top figures in Al-Qaeda, all part of a newly revealed program begun 5 years ago. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Knight, who has the story.
The CIA apparently spent several $1 million to hire contractors from Blackwater, USA to track down Al-Qaeda operatives, but failed to capture or kill any of them.
The use of private security companies for training is not unusual.
National security analyst Juan Zarate.
The real question is, to what extent was Blackwater going to be involved in these kinds of activities in the field? And I think, given the relatively short duration of their involvement, probably not likely.
The New York Times reports that the program was canceled, then restarted during the Bush administration. CIA Director Leon Panetta officially canceled it again in June. Nick?
Well, the decision is due at any moment in the case of the terminally ill Libyan convicted in the 1988 Lockerbie bombing that left 270 people dead. It's expected a Scottish judge will grant Abdelbaset Ali al-Megrahi what's called a compassionate release because of his health, so he can return to Libya to serve the remainder of his life sentence. But that doesn't sit well with Bert Ammerman, who lost his brother aboard Pan Am Flight 103.
What compassionate relief do we get for our loved ones? A person that's massacred 270 people has been convicted. There's no compassionate relief. He should finish out his natural life in confinement and then send the body back to Libya.
Well, there are some new rules that apply to you and your plastic. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter King for the details.
Well, Nick, there are two major changes. You'll now get at least 3 weeks instead of two to pay the bill from the time your statement is set out, and you'll get 45 days notice of any changes in interest rates or fees. Jacob Gold is a financial planner in Scottsdale, Arizona.
It's a small step forward, which we're happy with, and it opens the door perhaps for new legislation.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Black Hawk down on Colorado's second highest mountain. The U.S. Army helicopter crashed about 400 feet from the summit of Mount Massive with four Special Operations soldiers aboard. Three were killed. Betty Benson of the Lake County Sheriff's Department says they're still searching for the fourth soldier. A Jeffco investigator was seriously hurt yesterday afternoon in Inglewood chasing a pair of car thieves. He was dragged by the stolen truck.
The investigator was transported here to Swedish, where he was conscious when he was brought to the hospital, and my understanding is he is in serious condition.
Jeffco's Jim Shires. One suspect was shot, the other arrested in the incident. No word on the shot suspect's condition. And in sports, it's the Rockies over the Nationals 5-4. They go for the three-game sweep tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far this morning, we're starting off with one big problem, and that's a closure of Tower Road in between 104th and 88th Avenues. Had a bad crash at 96th and Tower, and that's under investigation, forced the closure there. They're hoping to get things reopened soon. Hopefully they will before we see a lot more traffic heading in and out of DIA this morning. Getting out to the highway, certainly getting heavier around town, but we're still dealing with pretty good speeds. That includes that drive up and down the I-25 corridor, as well as I-70 either side of the city, and no problems for Highway 36 this morning. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with all new price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like half gallons of Kroger orange juice, loaves of Blue Label bread, King Soopers large eggs, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Oh, my.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Hurricane Bill, here we are, Category 4 now, coming to you live across the great United States of America, coast to coast, from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. It is the Thursday edition of the Bill Press Show. Welcome, welcome. On this Thursday, August 20, good to see you today. If you want to join the conversation, 866-55-PRESS, that's our toll-free number, 866-55-77377, as always. We welcome your calls on any topic at any time, and welcome particularly into the studio here for this hour. You hear me talk all the time about Media Matters for America, great watchdog on the left, keeping track. They got a full-time job, man, keeping track of all the lies you hear on television or hear on the radio or see on television, and then printing the truth on their website, MediaMatters.org. President of Media Matters for America, Eric Burns, in studio today as a friend of Bill. Eric, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. Great to be here.
Thanks for making the trek all the way across town here.
It was a long one.
World headquarters of the Bill Press Show.
And everyone should know it's fantastic. It's opulent. It's beautiful. It's great.
Don't say it's opulent.
Opulent.
Because we're still begging for money.
Okay. No. It's really horrible. I think there are rats.
Send a check. Eric Burns here with the joining the rest of Team Press, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning. Hello, guys.
Bill. Hello
there. Yesterday, thanks to Media Matters, we know this, we picked it up this morning on Hardball last night. We thought Tom DeLay, we always knew he was crazy, but we didn't know, like, how crazy he was, right?
Yeah.
In fact, you were involved when you were working on The Hill in his first...
I spent 3 years kind of trying to shine the light of truth on DeLay and his legacy. My former boss, Congressman Chris Bell from Texas, filed the ethics complaint against him. And then I went on to work for Louise Slaughter and the Rules Committee, who represents Buffalo, New York.
She's a good friend of ours.
Louise talked a lot about the culture of corruption and really pushed the issue.
Now, why is it, though, that... I mean, you've had Bob Ney has gone to prison and is out of prison, and Tom DeLay hasn't even gone to trial yet.
He has not, and I inquired yesterday about this, and as I understand it, he was under felony indictment. He is still under felony indictment in Austin from Ron Earl, DA down there. I know one of the charges against him was dropped on what I was told was a technicality, and that it was a conspiracy charge, and at the time that he committed the alleged conspiracy or allegedly committed it. That wasn't technically banned by Texas law, but there are a whole host of other things that he was engaged in that are certainly worth pursuing, and I think they are going to be pursued.
So in the meantime, he's a free man, and he's going on Dancing with the Stars.
That's right. He's awaiting trial, felony charges.
So if he's not on trial, I guess he'll be doing. He'll be dancing, right?
Yes, in spandex, I would imagine, which is going to be scary.
That's pretty scary. And then last night, he's on Hardball, and we found out something else crazy about him. Here's Chris Matthews asking the question.
The implication they draw is this guy ought to be picked up because he was never naturalized and therefore he's in the country illegally. Where are you on that one?
Well, I would like the president to produce his birth certificate.
He already has produced a we all know that.
And most illegal aliens here in America can.
Yeah.
Why can't the President of the United States produce a birth certificate?
Well, I mean, he buys into this crazy crackpot theory.
He does. And look, he's the godfather of all this stuff. I mean, let's remember, I think we've all forgotten what Congress was like when Tom DeLay was in charge. The culture of corruption was coined for Tom DeLay. You know, we had the K Street Project. He essentially put Congress up for sale to the highest bidder.
Terry Schiavo.
The whole Terry Schiavo disaster.
Yeah.
You know, Midnight Rules Committee meetings where they would slide legislation in at the last minute and make everybody vote on it.
And then DeLay turns to Chris Matthews and says, Chris, now, to be a real journalist, here's what you ought to do.
Will you ask the president to show me his gift certificate? I mean, it's a gift certificate. His birth certificate?
No, I'm not going to ask him.
Because
I don't
have
to ask
him. Come on.
You want me to go up to the president and say, can I see your papers, sir, like he's an illegal alien? I want to see if he has a right to be in the country or not.
Yeah, right, exactly.
God, what a jerk, anyhow.
I'm still waiting for Obama to show his gift certificate.
I don't think we should let him rest until
he shows us his gift certificate.
Well, you know, I'm going to be down there at the White House today at 1:30 for the press briefing. So if I see the president, that'll be... Actually, Michael Smarconis, who's going to interview him today, right, on this radio show, that should be his first question. Can I see your gift certificate, sir?
Well, yeah, then we're going to end up having to do items for 3 weeks on this whole gift certificate controversy. Right wing's going to coalesce around it. Oh, man.
So Eric Burns here with us for the entire hour. Any questions about the media? We've got lots of them. 866-55-PRESS, you know, the toll-free number. And Jerry Nadler, congressman from New York, is going to be joining us a little bit later. Jerry Nadler telling reporters yesterday that if the president thinks that liberals are going to roll over and vote for a health care plan without a public option, he says the president is dead wrong. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
On this Thursday, other headlines making news. Jay Leno wants to return to TV in tip-top shape. The New York Post reports the comedian has been exercising. He's lost 12 pounds running around Beverly Hills in the last couple of weeks. His new primetime show debuts September 14th. It will include key segments from his former Tonight Show regimen, including jaywalking, his riffs on headlines, and the 99-cent only store. Those bits will be run in the final quarter hour of his new show. Jay said yesterday that's at the request of all his affiliate stations on NBC, who want the biggest possible audience leading into their 11 o'clock newscast.
See, my prediction is Jay Leno is going to outshine Conan O'Brien.
Well, people are used to watching him. They've been watching him for years.
Yeah. And he's on earlier.
Yeah.
You know?
You may notice a higher than normal amount of Auntie Anne's stuff on your Facebook or Twitter feeds today. The pretzel chain is celebrating National Lemonade Day by pouring free cups starting around 11 this morning. To get some, though, you have to go online through some hoops and talk about Auntie Anne's on your Facebook and Twitter feeds. Post, and they give you a quiz you need to take and post the results on your own page.
What, to get a free lemonade?
To get a free lemonade.
Come on, just give out the lemonade.
Yeah, really.
Well,
yeah,
you're not giving out lemonade, Bill. I didn't get any when I came in this morning.
Shut up. You're going to get a cup of coffee. Hey, wait.
You have to talk about us on your Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
You have to tweet about being
I just love having to go to Facebook to be bombarded with more advertising. That's like the last thing I need.
Yeah.
All right. I also have to say, Auntie, where'd that come from?
Auntie Anne's? It's a pretzel chain.
I call it Auntie Anne.
Auntie
Anne's.
Auntie
Anne's.
Not Auntie.
What are you, Auntie Anne's. Fine. And sorry.
What are you, British?
That's a Southern thing, too. So.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Venus and Serena Williams are reportedly going to be part owners of the Miami Dolphins. ESPN reports that if the deal goes through, the tennis stars, it will be a big deal not only because the NFL has no African-American majority team owner, but also because the Williams sisters will be teamed up with Gloria Estefan and Mark Anthony. They also have minority ownership.
I got to tell you, either one of those Williams sisters could play linebacker for the Dolphins. They are muscular women.
That is now four celebrity owners for that team.
Yeah. But listen, they've run enough money, too, that they can afford it. Thank you, Dan. All right, Eric Burns, let's get into some of these media questions. First of all, I got to ask you, overall, I mean, the coverage of the town hall meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
This has been a glory day for cable news.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But aren't they
really, and the president has sort of indicated this, like whipping these up into making it believe that the entire American populace is out in the street because the last thing they want is to fix our health care system.
Well, I mean, this is the problem with profit-driven news, you know, as you all know, Bill. I mean, it's a real crisis, I think, that we have in the news in this country, and it's contributing to the political crises that we have because people can't get information that they can trust about what's actually in this bill, what's not in this bill, what does health care reform mean for me as an American. You don't learn that when you watch CNN all day, when you watch, Fox all day, especially. It's really bad.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, I mean, they do show the worst of the worst, right?
Absolutely.
And they do it because that makes ratings, right?
Exactly.
And that makes good ballgames.
It's ratings driven. It's not public interest driven. It's not meant to inform per se, but it's what's exciting. It's what makes good video. People bringing assault rifles to events where the president is going to be, and then, getting interviews after. That's interesting. I think it's also kind of scary as well, and every American should be kind of concerned about what's going on.
I mean, I remember people got arrested because they had an anti-George Bush T-shirt on.
Oh yeah,
right when he was in the White House, and now they got people showing up with assault rifles.
And
they just look the other way. I mean, what the hell's going on? I mean, but back to the media though. Is this like this? We have to can't forget all those. This is August, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Congress is in recess. There's the need to fill the hours and to actually have some programming up there. 24/7, and you don't have the usual political stuff to cover. You don't have
So Dick Armey, rallies all these people, sends them out to the town hall meetings,
mm-hmm.
and the cables cover them as if this is a genuine, spontaneous outpouring on the part of the American people.
No, and there's nothing genuine or spontaneous about it. I mean, I'm sure there are some folks on the ground, who are attending these events that actually believe what they're being told. Of course, they're being fed a whole nest full of lies, which we try to, fight every day. But this is a corporate-funded, as folks were calling it, an astroturf movement that is actually, harnessing the worst of the violent rhetoric of the right, all these ridiculous, references to socialism and Nazism that we're seeing being fed to these folks. And it's disappointing and it's disturbing because it really is going to threaten our ability to actually get health care reform in whatever package it ultimately comes out in if Americans can't actually learn what the reform packages are about.
Eric Burns, president of Media Matters for America, our guest here in studio on the Bill Press Show. Our phone toll-free number, 866-55-PRESS. We could spend the whole hour just talking about that,
sure.
But a lot of things I wanted to touch on. It's so good to have you here. Glenn Beck, the sponsors, the boycott, getting sponsors to drop their ads on a given show doesn't always work, but it seems to be working with Glenn Beck, his calling the president a racist, and a lot of corporate sponsors are saying, we don't want anything to do with it.
He's had, I think, upwards of 20 sponsors drop him in the last 2 weeks alone.
Wow.
And it's a pretty impressive list of folks. Folks can go to our website, MediaMatters.org, to see which sponsors are dropping back and also color change.
So does he have any left?
I don't know. He's got to have two or three. I mean, he's got a pretty big audience. I mean, it's shocking to folks, but he has got four times the audience of the Situation Room on CNN.
Unbelievable.
When you consider the kind of vitriol and hate that he spews out every day, it is unbelievable.
And I don't see the appeal of any of them, but I guess he's what, in third place after O'Reilly and Hannity?
I'm not 100% sure on that. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
He's definitely exploded since he's gone over to Fox. He's both in the extremism of his rhetoric, and then his ratings have gone up quite a bit.
So it doesn't mean, from what I've read, these sponsors, does this have an impact? Because the sponsors are not saying we're abandoning Fox. They just say we don't want to sponsor that particular show. So then Fox just moves other people into his show, I guess, probably, right?
It can. I don't know. I mean, I think that it certainly makes a point to Fox and a point to Glenn Beck that most Americans don't support this kind of speech. They don't support hate speech. They don't support this kind of radicalism, on our airwaves that doesn't contribute to the debate. It just distorts it and takes away from it. So I think there is an important message that's being sent. And to that end, anybody, who's listening that feels like that what's going on cable news, especially on Fox, is irresponsible, should call the advertisers and should say, hey, I think that you should reconsider what you're doing here. And that's the free market at work.
All right. So now, John Klein, the president of CNN, has said, we want to be sure that these are complex issues that demand serious consideration. So from now on, he said this last week, no radio talk show host will appear on CNN. We're not going to have those hotheads on because they're so predictable.
So my question to you, Eric Burns, is why does Lou Dobbs still have a show on CNN?
That's a good question. I think part of the problem is
he is a radio talk show
host. He is a radio talk show host, and every day on the radio is getting more and more extreme, and it's sounding more and more like Glenn Beck, more and more like Bill O'Reilly. It's
In fact, here's what he said about me last week.
Bill Press, by the way, used to be a colleague at CNN. I kind of like the fellow, but he doesn't like me. He's having a fit because CNN's president, John Klein, whom I like and work with him all the time, won't fire me. He's just having a little fit about it. And he goes through it. He's talking about the opportunities that the Klein had to fire Dobbs and going on. And he said that Klein missed two excellent opportunities to fire Dobbs.
Yeah, he had a lot of opportunities.
I think he's missed more than that.
Yeah, but there is sort of a contradiction there, right?
Oh, well, it's ridiculous. I mean, well, first of all, one of the problems, John Klein, the president of CNN, he contradicts himself every 2 days, which is what's been difficult about this. I mean, one day he says, Lou Dobbs reporting on the birther, ridiculousness is, quote, legitimate. Then he's now saying he's not going to have any radio talk show hosts on his program, but, there Lou Dobbs is every afternoon, bashing folks and pushing misinformation.
It looks like, I have to tell you, when I was at CNN and I was there 6 years as co-host of Crossfire, an anchor would never be permitted to get away with what Lou Dobbs gets away with. I mean, Lou Dobbs is really that one little hour of Fox on CNN.
Well, I was going to say, he's become the Bill O'Reilly of CNN. But here's what I think we've learned.
Hold that thought, okay, because we're going to take a quick break here. Eric Burns, president of Media Matters for America, do great work. I'm sure you hear us talk about, a lot about the MediaMatters.org as a website. Your calls, your questions, anything media-related, 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77377. Why does Glenn Beck get such high ratings?
This is The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform, and if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in. Showbiz.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Gentlemen,
presenting the one and only
entertaining movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins. For the second time, the battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or...
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Plan option. In studio, a friend of Bill this hour, Eric Burns, president of Media Matters for America. Eric, passing yesterday of Don Hewitt. Boy, one of the giants of all time of television,
huh? Very sad, indeed. Well, it's just kind of like this era that's ending, you know, with Walter Cronkite, Don Hewitt, these folks that were giants of news for so many years that actually brought us news that people could really depend on. And it's just, you know, as we see the media landscape shifting so dramatically and
Yeah, the New York Times points out this morning that when we just celebrated the 40th anniversary of Woodstock, right? That when Woodstock happened, Don Hewitt, 60 Minutes had already been in the air for a year. That's how long the dominance of the news. And it was, it really proved too, didn't it, that real hard news, like, works.
Absolutely, it works. I mean, it is the, in a democracy of 300 million people, it is the single most important piece of the democracy that has to function properly. I mean, if the press is functioning well, doing its job, being vigilant, doing tough investigative reporting on the facts, then we're going to have a great government and great democracy.
So why do all three networks only have a half hour of evening news?
Well, you know, the Ronald Reagan did away with the Fairness Doctrine back in 1986, and the news that we get from local stations is you know, car wrecks and cougars and trees, you know, so.
Yeah, it's just
it's all market driven.
It is market driven, but it's sad.
It's very sad.
We'll come back. Eric Burns and I will be back. We're going to be talking with Congressman Jerry Nadler. Stay around.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-592-5157. Ask about a free supply. 800-592-5157. That's 800-592-5157.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Part of that problem fixed out in Adams County. Southbound Tower Road has reopened. Northbound Tower remains closed at 88th Avenue. Accident investigation continues there at 96th and Tower, so do expect some pretty lengthy delays if you're traveling southbound. I-25 also filling in usual suspect spots. At first at 104th, again after Park Avenue. And in Commerce City, westbound 76 filling in at 74th Avenue. Forecast today, mostly sunny, mild, a high around 80 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 53. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
98 motorcycle riders were killed in Colorado last year. One-third of those crashes involved alcohol. Don't be this year's statistic. Ride free, ride farther, ride sober. Learn more at comotorcyclesafety.com. That's comotorcyclesafety.com.
Face it, we all want our vehicles to work. Every day, every time. So at Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service and workmanship to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience to make your life run smoothly. We'll pick you up and drop you off while your car is being worked on. We answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need us, we're here. Call us at 303-761-8841 for an honest quote on what you need or don't need done. Cottman Transmission, 2630 South Broadway.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
Look for the bare necessities of healthy living are easy with the food pyramid. Be active and eat the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans. For a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ag Council.
Rheumatoid arthritis is on the rise among women. RA can't be cured, but you can learn to control it. I am Colorado State Senator Evie Hudak. I am joining Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers, to tell you that controlling RA is easier than ever. Contact your rheumatologist about early diagnosis, new treatments, exercise, and self-management techniques. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
On this Thursday, August 20th, 33 minutes after the hour now here, the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, from our studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Kind of quiet with the House and the Senate on vacation, but still a lot of debate about health care reform. One man has been in the lead of Eric Burns, by the way. Eric Burns, press, I'm sorry, Eric, the president.
Quite all right, Bill.
But this is not always used to having a guest in studio. So Eric Burns, president of Media Matters for America, here in studio with us this hour. As I was saying, one man has been in the forefront of the debate over health care reform for a long time, long before this year, pushing for universal health care. Congressman Jerry Nadler, representing the 8th Congressional District of New York. Hey, Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning.
We talked on Friday, last week, about the debate over the public plan option. It looks to me, Congressman, like the White House is getting soft on this, and they're thinking that if the Senate Finance Committee doesn't want a public plan option, then that's the way it's going to be, and they'll take it back to the House, and House Democrats will just vote for it because that's what Obama wants. Is that the way it's going to work?
Well, they may be thinking that, although I think they're not. I don't think so. But no, it's not going to work that way. A lot of us have taken the pledge that we will not vote for a bill, even even if it's the Senate conference report, that is to say the so-called compromise after the House that unifies the House and Senate bills before it goes to the President, I'm not going to, and many other people will not vote for a bill if it doesn't have a public option in it. Because everything else we're talking about without the public option amounts to doing some very good things for people, but doing it essentially by throwing hundreds of billions of dollars at the insurance companies. And without a public option that provides competition and holds the costs down, the costs will skyrocket and the system will be unsustainable. There's no point passing a bill that does a lot of good things, but does it in a way that will collapse a few years later, or will collapse the economy.
Well, you know, the president's a smart man, Congressman. He must know that. So why would he even consider a bill without it?
Well, I think he wants it. I mean, he does want it. He said that very specifically clearly. But I think he's getting frustrated at the fact that he was under the illusion, and I think it was an illusion, that he could get the Republicans, or enough of them, to vote for anything reasonable. And I think they've now made it clear that they're not going to vote for anything. Even if you get rid of the public option and have these so-called co-ops that won't work, they're not going to vote for that. And he's trying to figure out how to vote for a bill with bipartisanship with 60 votes in the Senate. And I think the answer is you can't do that. The only way to get 60 votes is to get 60 Democratic votes.
Congressman, this is Eric Burns from Media Matters. We just released a report yesterday afternoon where we went back 75 years and looked at how conservatives and the conservative media have characterized health care reform proposals. And almost
75 years
going back to FDR's administration. And even when FDR was president, when Truman was president, at every turn, expansion of Social Security characterized as socialist, as towing the Moscow Party line. Even just, I think it was the other day, Laura Ingraham, Rush Limbaugh, the Drudge Report, they were all playing recordings of Ronald Reagan talking in 1961 about health care reform proposals as socialized medicine. We've been seeing this.
Health care reform proposals that resulted in Medicare.
Exactly. So we've been seeing this for 75 years. Do you think that there's any reason to think, for a reasonable person to think, that the right is going to change anytime soon with this kind of rhetoric?
Certainly not. They've shown exactly the opposite. They've shown they're using the same rhetoric. Anything you do other than give money to insurance companies, anything beyond that or different from that, is socialist or communist or some other pejorative word or collectivist or whatever. This hasn't changed in 75 years. Social Security was socialist. Medicare was socialist. Medicaid was socialist. Anything will be socialist. I mean, the word is, and in fact, I think... who did I see on TV last night that, not Dick Armey, Tom DeLay.
Yeah.
Tom DeLay saying, oh, we ought to Medicare is socialist, we ought to repeal it. Mm-hmm. They still think that. Yeah. And they may conceal it to some extent, but they still think that. And I don't see anything that, will really help the American people getting through on Republican votes. And I think it was always an illusion to think that, and it's still an illusion. And we have to, I mean, the real name of the game is to pass, there are more than, you know, the Senate has 100 members, 51 is a majority. There are more than 51 members of the Senate who will vote for a decent bill with a public option, all Democrats. But there are more than 51.
Right.
The question is to get 60 votes, not to vote for a decent bill, but to get 60 votes to shut up a Republican filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only way we're going to get a decent health care bill is for the president and the Democratic leadership in the Senate to say to a couple of Democratic senators, a few recalcitrants, and say, look, if you don't like the public option, that's fine. If you don't like the bill, that's fine. You can vote against it. But you have to vote to break, to stop a filibuster so that we cannot allow the Republican minority, whom the American people defeated last year and did not give control of the Senate, we can't allow them to control the Senate by preventing a vote. You want to vote against it? Fine, but you got to vote to stop a prevention of the vote.
And by the way, I know Senator Bernie Sanders, among others in the Senate, has called for exactly that, Congressman. I want to come back, Congressman, to what you said about that you would not vote for a bill without a strong public plan option in it, and that there are others who would do so. Are there enough like you in the House to kill the bill?
Well, 60 members, 60 members of the House, which is more than enough to kill a bill, signed a letter that I drafted saying exactly that a month or so ago.
And do you think it's they'll hang tough, or are they even more than 60 today?
Well, they may very well be more than 60. Some people estimate as many as 100. But the fact is, we're not going to go along with a strategy that says the progressives will cave in the end. We will surrender to whatever the right wing wants in the Senate, and then we'll turn to the progressives and say, take it or leave it. That strategy will not work, because I can't vote for a bill that amounts to turning hundreds of billions of dollars over to the insurance companies, and in the end, we'll do a lot of good things, but in the end, we'll bankrupt the system and have no cost controls, because that means that the system won't work and that the insurance system will collapse.
And then are you and your fellow Democrats willing to face the music in 2010 and stand up and say, yes, you know, we killed health care reform last year?
Well, I will.
Because you know that's what they're going to. That's what they're going to say. That's what they're going to say about you.
No, we won't kill health care reform. The people who gave us a bill that is so imbalanced as to just hand hundreds of billions of dollars to the insurance companies, in spite of the fact that every poll shows that something like 76% of the American people want a public option, they will be the ones who have killed health care reform, and it'll be fairly clear.
Congressman Jerry Nadler from the 8th Congressional District of New York here on the Bill Press Show. So, Congressman, you mentioned a little bit earlier about the bipartisanship. I was at the White House briefing yesterday, and I'm sure you saw in the New York Times yesterday morning, Rahm Emanuel said, hey, it's pretty clear the Republicans are not going to be with us, so we're thinking about just going with the Democrats. But when that question was raised to and put to Press Secretary Robert Gibbs yesterday, are they, in fact, thinking of abandoning this push for bipartisanship? Here's what Gibbs had to say.
Our preference is to move forward working with Democrats and Republicans. We think that's important.
So it sounds to me like they still have this dream or fantasy that they're going to get a bipartisan bill.
I think they know better at this point, and Rahm Emanuel said so, and all Gibbs said was his preference was to do it. Well, my preference is to be a millionaire, but I'm not.
Congressman,
and I'm not going to become one.
Congressman, what do we all have to do to convince your colleagues, your Democratic colleagues in the House and the Senate, what we were just talking about a minute ago, that, you know, 75 years of history shows that these guys have absolutely no interest in, that the Republicans have no interest in working with Democrats, that they want Democrats to fail?
Well, I think the Republicans are showing that, and it's becoming very clear. I think the most awesome moment was a few days ago when Senator Grassley, this wonderful Republican moderate,
yeah,
Senator Baucus and company have been negotiating with as the key negotiating partner, he came out at a town hall meeting in Iowa, in his state, and he said, in effect, he said that he had been, I'll characterize what he said, is he's been negotiating dishonestly the whole time, in bad faith, because what he said was, I achieved my major goal. I prevented a bill from being agreed to by the Finance Committee before the break. That was my goal.
God.
And then he said, and he's being honest now. And anybody who bothers negotiating with him after this point is silly. He then said, he was asked, if a bill were crafted that you agreed with, would you vote for it? He said, no, not unless a lot of other Republicans voted for it. In other words, if he wrote the bill, he wouldn't vote for it unless most Republicans voted for it.
Yeah.
So he's saying he won't vote for anything.
He also said he told the president that, right? And so he's informed the president that he, the guy they're counting on to deliver the bipartisan bill, plans to vote against it.
Now, well, I think at this point it is obvious, and Rahm Emanuel said that, they know, the administration knows, that there's nobody on the other side to deal with who can deliver. I mean, maybe Olympia Snowe. Beyond that, nobody on the other, on the Republican side, who's being honest about trying to get a bipartisan bill, no one to deal with. And the question is how they handle the public relations of going away from any kind of bipartisan deal, which is impossible.
Well, they've got enough votes, Democrats in the House, and as you said, with 51, they have enough Democrats in the Senate, and that's what they ought to do, and that's how they're going to get the bill passed. Congressman Jerry Nadler, hang in there. I know you will. You're on the right side of this, we appreciate your leadership and your taking time for us this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right, always good to talk to you, Jerry Nadler. He's a good guy, a real fighter.
One of the smartest guys in Congress. Absolutely.
You know he really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We used to use him a lot on Crossfire,
yeah,
and he's a frequent guest here on the Bill Press Show. Eric Burns from Media Matters. Bill Press will be right back.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Lizzie. When you're really in pain, everything seems to add to it. Relief can't come fast enough. Now there's new Bayer Quick Release Crystals, a whole new form of pain relief from Bayer that dissolves quickly on your tongue. With an extra pain-relieving booster, it's ready to go to work faster than caplets or tablets, which take time to dissolve. So before you know it, you're feeling a whole lot better. New Bayer Quick Release Crystals with a bold citrus taste. Just rip, pour on your tongue, and expect relief fast. Take with water as directed.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping it straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Southbound 225 really starting to fill up.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
In the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Science is a marvelous thing. It really is. I've been really sick since March the 3rd. And now I'm talking about Rocky's Autos, and I got here in my Red Rocket, my wheelchair, to be able to talk about a bunch of people who have backed me 100%. Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. And I'll tell you right now, you go out there, you comparison shop, and I think you should, but you'll find the best deals at Rocky's Autos because their selection is huge. This ain't no boneyard, folks. Oh, don't you like that car talk? This is no boneyard. This is the real thing. As a matter of fact, in the condition I'm in, I can't even walk the lot. Gotta have a golf cart. And you're probably in better condition than I am, and you'll need a golf cart too. So get out to Rocky's Autos, whether it's trucks, whether it's a second vehicle, whatever it is, you'll find it at 63rd and Federal.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
But, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that on Fox. I was surprised to hear it on MSNBC.
But yeah, the labor unions get they're like the whipping boy for the media, and they have been for years. And it's a real shame because we both know, Bill, you know, the incredible contributions that the labor movement has made to the working conditions in this country over the last 150 years. And the
fact that most people who have health care insurance in this country today do so because the unions fought for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They represent millions of working Americans.
All right. On the some media issues, let's go to the phones here. Frank calling from Chicago. Hey, Frank. Welcome.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good. What's your question?
God bless Media Matters. And I'm going to be quick because I know you're running out of time. You guys have been talking about Dobbs, Hannity, Limbaugh, Beck, Fox in general. There's a guy flying under the radar in all of this. And that's Michael Savage.
Yeah.
This guy is the most vile, appalling thing I have ever heard in my life on radio. I'm 58 years old. I've never heard anything like it. And I cannot help but think that
that all of them, these multimillionaire radio guys, are pulling the strings on their low information, hell, stupid listeners, using code words like Limbaugh uses Obama voter for an African American. And Savage actually once said, before a break, Obama has to be stopped one way or the other. And then in the next couple of days, he's interviewing survivalists and stuff like that. This guy is dangerous.
I think he's sick, too.
Yeah. I think he's sick, and I think he's dangerous.
Yeah. Frank, this is Eric. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, Michael Savage is dangerous, and this is the kind of rhetoric that we hear from Michael Savage on a daily basis. We actually do, from time to time, items on you know, things that he says, and we'll highlight what he says, and he will tend to go ballistic, and, you know, we'll kind of make veiled threats. He's made veiled threats against my staff. I mean, you know, we're monitoring the media for...
Whoa. He threatened, as I recall,
yes,
to put the names and the faces and the home addresses of your staff.
That's correct.
Up on his website, right?
Yes, it's kind of like wanted posters. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's how he phrased it, but that, you know, it's kind of the effect and the intent there. And when you consider, you know, what happened with Dr. Tiller getting shot, ginning up this kind of fear, this kind of violent militia style rhetoric, it's just irresponsible in this country. We've seen what happens, what comes out of that. You know, you get the Timothy McVeighs, you get, you know.
But then he says you guys are picking on him.
Well, it's funny because we occasionally will do an item on him, and he says we're picking on him, and he calls us, you know, horrible names. But then I think he gets a little upset when we don't do items on him, so he'll start attacking us. You know, I think he likes the attention.
I mean, I listen to Savage every once in a while, and I just think I'm listening to a psychotic. I mean,
I think most folks agree with you, and he certainly got in a lot of trouble last year for saying that most 95% of autism cases are, you know, case of a child who's a brat that needs to be told
to
shut the
F up. Needs to be slapped,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Andrea's calling from West Palm Beach, Florida. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just wondering if either of you had caught the just amazing sight that was the Meet the Press show this past Sunday, which I'm normally not a huge fan of, certainly not since we lost Tim Russert. But I was just astounded at the way that Rachel Maddow really just, and she probably wouldn't see it this way, but just really smacked Dick Armey down.
Oh,
she called him out on all of his stuff that day.
She did a great job. And every he would say this, like, about MoveOn.org running these Hitler ads, and she said, no, they didn't. You know, every lie, she shot him down right away.
She was very good. I saw that and was very impressed with Rachel.
More people have to do that.
Absolutely. We need folks that are actually willing to get out, the progressives that will get out there and rebut this misinformation, especially in the face of, like, Dick Armey, Tom Coburn. You know, you've got to get in their face, you know, when given that opportunity and say, no, this is a lie. And you know it's a lie, and shame on you for lying about it to the American people.
You know, the other thing, Andrew, I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, Rachel did a great job. And by the way, I've enjoyed my time, you know, on radio and television doing the very thing, you know, of putting down their lies. I figure they give me the microphone, I'm going to use it to rebut them. But what struck me is that Rachel was doing what David Gregory should be doing and what Tim Russert would have been doing on that show. Yeah. Eric Burns, so MediaMatters.org, what's hot?
Healthcare is hot right now. Of course, you know, obviously CNN, Lou Dobbs. We just got finished with you know, rebutting all of the birther nonsense and the death panel nonsense. And now I think when Congress comes back into session, we're going to have a lot more misinformation coming at people about healthcare. And I think the key for folks is, you know, we live in an age, Bill, where you can actually get involved. You can actually get a producer on the phone who produced a story, a reporter who produced a segment, you know, and, you know, we have the information. We have their phone numbers. We have their email addresses. People take an interest in your media.
Okay, and you do so by MediaMatters.org. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for great work. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. Welcome back anytime.
Absolutely.
And I'll be back with a quick parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform, and you know, if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.90.
Your Visa Signature credit card gives you instant access to exciting perks. Now through September 6, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders can book a quick getaway to the world-famous Pebble Beach Resorts. For the first time ever, and just for Visa Signature cardholders, Pebble Beach has created a one-night stay and play package for golf enthusiasts to play legendary Pebble Beach golf links without the required two-night minimum stay. When booking this Visa Signature getaway, cardholders will also receive a $100 Pebble Beach retail shopping credit. To reserve your Pebble Beach package, call 866-543-9322 and mention promo code VISA1. Again, that's 866-543-9322 and mention promo code VISA1. Call today. So, look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you get dozens of perks beyond the points, miles, or cash back you already receive. To see all the perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offers subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. More people go with Visa.
York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh. Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, August 20, my parting shot for today, you know, sometimes I think I'm living in fantasy land. Usually, when I go to the White House briefings, like yesterday. Yesterday morning, the New York Times, quoting Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, said the White House was giving up on the idea of trying to get a bipartisan health care reform bill. Great plan, I thought. Then I went to the briefing yesterday, and Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, speaking for the president, directly contradicted Emanuel. According to Gibbs, the president still believes in a bipartisan bill, is still working for a bipartisan bill, still thinks he can get one. Based on what? I mean, in the House, not one Republican voted for the bill. In the Senate Help Committee, not one Republican voted for the bill. On Senate Finance, Chuck Grassley has already said he will not vote for the bill. You see what I mean? I mean, come to think of it, maybe I'm not the one living in fantasy land. Maybe President Obama is. Well, that's my parting shot for today. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan joining us right here tomorrow. Big cabinet member. We'll see you on the radio with Arne Duncan again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it. Because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. He was the only man convicted in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103.
It is my decision that Mr. Abdel Basset Ali Mohamed Al-Megrahi, convicted in 2001 for the Lockerbie bombing, now terminally ill with prostate cancer, be released on compassionate grounds and allowed to return to Libya to die.
Scottish Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill made the announcement a short time ago. Al-Megrahi was part of the terror bombing that killed 270 people in December 1988 when the jumbo jet was blown out of the sky over Lockerbie, Scotland. Susan Cohen lost her daughter, Theodora, and asked for releasing Al-Megrahi on compassionate grounds.
Compassion. You want to feel sorry for anybody? Feel sorry for my 20-year-old kid, her body hurling through space to a sheep meadow a mile away, and all those other people.
Al-Megrahi had been serving a life prison sentence. In a statement, the Obama administration says the U.S., quote, regrets the decision to release Al-Megrahi. In Afghanistan's Kandahar region.
Quite a while, waiting for this day. I'm very happy to cast my first vote here.
The governor went to the polls. Afghans are choosing their president from a slate of three dozen candidates.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Baraki Barak, Afghanistan. Some polling stations here have come under attack today.
We've had reports of small arms fire. We've had also reports of people firing RPGs.
But Afghan forces have so far stood their ground at those sites, with the U.S. military monitoring closely. And Captain Paul Shepard says the attacks haven't stopped those who are determined to vote.
They just basically wait for a lull of some of the crazier things that are happening, and then they take any opportunity they can get into the polling centers and vote.
Sometimes only one or two voters at a time, but officials here see that as a hopeful sign.
In an effort to increase turnout, the voting was extended for an hour in Afghanistan. It's a different way to pitch the federal plan to reform health care. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live. Peter, what's the president going to do later today?
He heads to Democratic Party headquarters for a strategy conference call and online message to his own supporters, Dave. It's an effort to rally core supporters to back him on this top domestic goal. The White House faces a complicated game plan, though, as it tries to keep Democrats together while insisting it still wants a bipartisan approach to health care reform.
New jobless claims last week rose surprisingly to 576,000. Overall, the total number of Americans receiving benefits did not change much. How safe are small cars, say if there was a rollover?
The smaller the vehicle and the less it weighs, then the less strong the roof has to be to perform well in a rollover.
Adrian Lund with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The Smart Fortwo model rated good, not quite as good, but acceptable. The Mini Cooper, the Yaris, the Accent, and the Fit. Wall Street this Thursday, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors. The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders, Werner. Preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get an 8-foot aluminum step ladder or 16-foot aluminum extension ladder for the new lower price of just $63. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, aren't you Mr. Opportunity?
That's me. Actually, I'm just here to help. Take this Honda Civic. Not only is it from America's greenest automaker, but it's also the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class.
Really? Hey, mind if I take our picture?
Sure. The 2009 Honda Clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity. And I'm knocking.
Greenest Automaker Award based on a recent U.S. emissions study by the Union of Concerned Scientists. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Earl Polk & Company U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 1988 through 2007 for Civic and competing models.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A deputy trying to catch suspects driving a stolen truck ended up being dragged by the vehicle yesterday in Inglewood, near Santa Fe in Dartmouth. Jim Shires with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Send your thoughts and well wishes to the officers that do this. It's, as we learned today, it's a dangerous profession that they do, but they do it because they try to help people.
Shots were also fired in the incident. One suspect was shot, the other arrested. Unemployment's up to nearly 10% in Colorado, up amid a soft economy, but microbrew beer sales are up.
I think it's, yeah, I mean, it's been a pleasant surprise for us. I mean, certainly we had a plan, and things have gone according to plan, which is always, it's always nice when that works out, so if that's a pleasant surprise, good.
Brian Simpson with New Belgium Brewery in Fort Collins says sales are growing despite the economic downturn. Nationally, specialty brewers have delivered 5% more beer in this year's first 6 months than at the same time last year. And more bear problems in Aspen, as wildlife officers believe the same bear that attacked an Aspen woman in her home on Monday broke into another house yesterday using the same method, breaking through French doors. This time, the bear left the house without injuring anyone. Sports, Rockies over the Nationals 5-4 last night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Aaron O'Neill now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Already starting off this morning, very busy ride. Now we've got huge accident up along the I-70 deck. It's going to be in the westbound lanes approaching Havana. Looks like 4 to 5 vehicles involved in this thing. The two left lanes are blocked right now. That's leaving us far right side getting through. Solid backups towards 225. Expect delays if you're headed in from DIA this morning. Very slow ride southbound I-25 this morning, getting outside to Thornton and Northland, starting from 120th down to 84th. And then those stop-and-go speeds from I-70 down through Spear. Southbound 225 already backed up from just after Parker Road on in. A couple of off-highway crashes, Monaco and MLK, and northbound Parker at Quincy. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers, know your vehicle best and have the right tools for any job. During the month of August, take advantage of some great service specials and help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. Toyota, the smart choice.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Really progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in again for Jay Marvin. I'll be here the rest of the week. Finally, a solid weather forecast. I'm looking at 80s going into the low 90s this weekend, perfectly clear. I need one of those weekends where I sit in the warm bath all weekend again. Like the Big Lebowski. Set up my candles around the bath. Hopefully no one brings a ferret in. All right. This morning at 8, we are going to be talking with Mason Tvert about his new book, Marijuana is Safer. We're going to be going through the science and all of the arguments surrounding marijuana, his new book, just coming out. You've heard Mason here on this show before. His new book guaranteed to make a pretty good splash, controversial as anything that deals with marijuana is. So stick around for that in the 8 a.m. hour. We will be dealing with marijuana and drug policy then. Right now we'll do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
We'll start locally here. Denver Post reports that advocates for the homeless, indigent, and uninsured say that while deep budget cuts will affect all Coloradans, the poorest will feel the sharpest pain. Community health and homeless outreach organizations stand to lose at least $60 million in state and federal money, including the abolishment of a $200 monthly stipend that many disabled indigent count as their only income. Governor Ritter tried to keep as many people as possible covered by critical safety net programs, his office said, even if they would receive reduced benefits. And those who care for other vulnerable populations, such as children and people battling substance abuse, have applauded Ritter's work on what they say is a difficult, difficult problem. It's tough times out there. You read a story like that. I mean, it's not surprising. Anytime there are budget cuts, it tends to hit the most vulnerable populations in our society. And that axiom is coming true right here in Colorado. Denver Post reports that members of a special committee looking into how to ensure the long-term viability of the state budget agreed on at least one thing yesterday. The state needs a rainy day fund, a savings account to help weather the lean times. Members of the Long-Term Fiscal Stability Commission agreed, quote, we need an emergency fund, and I believe it needs to be of a substantial size, said State Senator Greg Brophy, the Republican, echoing a sentiment shared on the panel. And where they're going to find the money to create a rainy day fund right now, and we got a $320 million budget shortfall, is beyond me. Fort Collins, Colorado reports that Rocky Mountain National Park has long been a laboratory for how climate change is impacting not only the Rocky Mountains, but national parks in general. On Monday, the issue will get attention from Senator Mark Udall and former presidential candidate Senator John McCain. McCain and Udall will tour Rocky Mountain National Park this coming Monday before holding a U.S. Senate subcommittee hearing on energy and natural resources in Estes Park about how climate change is taking a toll on national parks nationwide. The hearing is scheduled for noon at the Estes Park Town Hall Board Meeting Room and is open to the public. Grand Junction Sentinel reports lobbying organizations for Western Colorado governments are strongly criticizing plans to raid energy impact funds to help balance the state's overall budget. Associated Governments of Northwest Colorado and Club 20 are questioning Governor Ritter's plan, which includes tapping $14.3 million in Rhone Plateau federal mineral lease revenues from what was to be a permanent fund for local governments. It also diverts about $5 million from severance grant funding that would have gone partly to areas that generate severance tax revenues from energy development and bear-related impacts. Another $25 million in severance grant funding is frozen until January 31st, eliminating an entire grant cycle. So we've got a little bit of a geographic battle going on in the state. Colorado Independent reports that U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan may be talking big about promoting innovation with the stimulus funds, but Colorado schools won't see any sweeping developments this fall. There's been talk that we're going to get a special infusion of education cash from the stimulus. But Duncan's plans don't mean that the stimulus program won't be making some sort of impact here. Stimulus funds are being used to prop up current programs and to lay the groundwork for more ambitious future changes. That's detailed over at the Colorado Independent's website. Check it out over there. National news. Reuters reports that a stabilizing U.S. financial sector may have freed the White House to trim its 2009 budget deficit projection, but the still record-breaking figure will not make it easier, says Reuters, to sell health care reform. The Obama administration will lower its budget deficit forecast next week for the current year to $1.5 trillion from $1.8 trillion after removing $250 billion set aside for bank bailouts. The decision shows the administration has enough confidence in the financial sector's strength to forego an option to ask the U.S. Congress for more bailout funds. So I guess there's a silver lining there. International policy news. The Central Intelligence Agency in 2004 hired outside contractors from the controversial private sector contractor Blackwater as part of a secret program to locate and assassinate top operatives in Al-Qaeda. According to current and former government officials, this is a report in the New York Times. Washington Post reports that a majority of Americans now see the war in Afghanistan as not worth fighting, and just a quarter say more U.S. troops should be sent to the country, according to the Post and ABC News's new poll. Most Americans have confidence in the ability of the U.S. to meet its primary goals of defeating the Taliban, facilitating economic development in Afghanistan, and molding an honest and effective Afghan government. But few say Thursday's elections there are likely to produce such a government. When it comes to the baseline question, 42% of Americans say the U.S. is winning in Afghanistan, and about as many say it is losing. The new poll comes amid widespread speculation that General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, will request more troops for his stepped-up efforts to remove the Taliban from Afghan towns and villages. That position gets the backing of just 24% of those polled, while nearly twice as many want to decrease the number of military forces in Afghanistan. The Associated Press reports a cancer-stricken Senator Ted Kennedy has written a letter to Massachusetts leaders asking that they change state law to allow a speedy succession of him in Congress. The note has been sent to Governor Deval Patrick, the Democrat of Massachusetts, and the state Senate President and House Speaker, while Congress considers an overhaul of the nation's health care system, the life cause of Senator Kennedy. So this is bad news in the sense that it probably signals that Senator Kennedy's health condition has worsened. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, the Democratic congresswoman, non-voting congresswoman from the District of Columbia, called on the Homeland Security Department and the U.S. Secret Service on Wednesday to provide tighter restrictions on citizens carrying weapons, openly or concealed, while in the vicinity of President Obama. Norton sits on the Homeland Security Committee, made the request after numerous news reports have shown groups of people brandishing firearms while outside of events held by Obama over the past several weeks. We talked about this yesterday. We may get into this later today. Wall Street Journal reports the White House and Senate Democratic leaders, seeing little chance of bipartisan support for their health care overhaul, are considering a strategy shift that would break the legislation into two parts, pass the most expensive provisions solely with Democratic votes. So, changing strategy on health care. The Huffington Post reports Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood assured car dealers Wednesday that they will be reimbursed for sales made under the Cash for Clunkers program and said the department would soon offer plans to wind down the popular car incentives. LaHood said the department later this week will announce how it intends to discontinue the program that offers car buyers rebates of between $3,500 and $4,500 for trading in older vehicles and buying new, more fuel-efficient models. Associated Press, this is a terrible but predictable report. The ranks of poor and uninsured Americans are increasing, with more than 38.8 million Americans believed to be in poverty. That's according to the Commerce Department's Undersecretary of Economic Affairs in advance of next month's closely watched release of 2008 census data. Wall Street Journal reports that next week's update on federal budget deficits gives Republicans more ammunition in their fight against Democrats over health care overhauls. But the update also points up another fight that's just over the horizon, the need to raise taxes to narrow the huge budget gap. So that is coming down the pike, definitely. This is a predictable story, our last story of the day. Actually, our second to last story of the day. At least one major insurer is urging its employees to participate in so-called tea parties. Last week, United Health Group, the second largest health insurance company in the country, and the same insurance company that paid its CEO about $1 billion a couple of years ago, sent out a letter to its employees urging them to call United Healthcare's Advocacy Reform Hotline to speak with an advocacy specialist about healthcare reform. The advocacy specialist, according to the letter, is there to help employees write personalized messages to elected officials and show up at these town hall meetings. So this is about as direct an example you have of corporate influence on these town hall meetings. And our final story, in the Boulder Daily Camera, although it is a national story. Whole Foods, the largest natural foods grocer in Boulder County and one of the largest organic foods grocers in the country, is doing damage control and apologizing to its customers amid growing calls for boycotts against its CEO's views on healthcare. This whole story is about how the company is reeling from this boycott. So this boycott is working, folks, and I would encourage you, until John Mackey, the CEO, backs off his publicity tour hammering healthcare reform and President Obama's healthcare reform, to simply not shop at Whole Foods. I mean, this is a company that is using its progressive brand to try to crush the most important progressive priority of our generation. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, here's what we're going to discuss after the break. The open question of the morning. Do you think President Obama and the Democrats are right to, quote-unquote, go it alone on health care? There's two sides of this argument. One side says that the Democrats need bipartisan support to make this the strongest bill possible, to make it a bill that the next time a Republican president comes into office, it doesn't get gutted. The other side says, screw it. We got majorities in the House, majorities in the Senate. We got to take advantage of this. Why negotiate away or negotiate the bill into a bad product in order to get Republican votes that probably won't even come? So are Democrats right to go it alone on health care? And if you want to continue weighing in on that controversial issue of guns at town hall meetings, the congresswoman from the District of Columbia, the non-voting delegate, is proposing rules to make political events and protest events gun-free zones. Do you think that's the right thing to do? I certainly do. But I know it's a controversial issue. It's the conflict between the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. So feel free to weigh in on that. 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We got open line. Should the Democrats go it alone on health care? And do you support the proposal now moving in Congress to make political rallies and political events gun-free zones?
You know what my stepdad suggested yesterday, Dave, on this?
What'd he say?
Just don't hold the town hall meetings. I mean, you can't stop political events, but like all these Congress people.
Well, isn't that kind of giving in?
Is it?
Isn't that kind of giving in to the political terrorists?
Well, if they got nowhere to go.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, yeah, that makes me.
You're like, you're kind of backing down.
Is it a back down? Just not holding them? Because one, you know, there's that one congressman who had the death threat, and he just decided not to have them. He's just going to have these one-on-one meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's letting the people who are wielding these guns win. I feel like it's backing down to intimidation.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll say this.
Or you attack them head on.
Yeah, and
should we try to outnumber them?
Yeah, and you know what? That reminds me. After the break, stick around because we're going to play this video clip from one congressman. Shows a good way to deal with these protesters when they make their most outrageous claims. I want to be clear, as I've said, I got no problem with people protesting and making their voices heard, but when you make ridiculous, factually ridiculous claims or inflammatory claims, you know, Obama is Hitler, those folks need to be addressed.
Serious.
And confronted. And after the break, we'll play this clip. Yesterday, one congressman went off.
I made a woman cry yesterday.
Well, look, passions are high.
Oh, man.
Yeah, passions are running high.
I felt bad about it all day long, too. Sue, if you're out there, I love you.
Passions are running high. And, you know, that's what happens when change is in the air, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, let's get a traffic update.
You got it, Dave. You got a major accident, multi-car crash, clear to the shoulder, westbound I-70. This is the approach Havana. So getting out of Aurora into Denver, or getting out of Denver into Aurora, going to be a real nasty trip for you. Stop and go kicks in about 225. On I-25, normal struggles, southbound 120th to 84th. Speeds in the teens and 20s there. Same deal from 48th Avenue all the way past Spear. approaches into downtown, eastbound 270, full at I-76. Also on westbound Interstate 76 there, beginning Highway 85 all the way to the approach to I-25. A really busy morning for us. It's been a week of nasty commutes. Got a couple surface street accidents as well. One, a bus versus car, northbound Parker Road at Quincy. Another one at Monaco and MLK. Your forecast, mostly sunny, mild with a high of 80. Your current downtown temperature is 53 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for you to save for the future.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Yolo & Associates Incorporated. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. 303-695-4363.
It's time to shop the authority. This week at Sports Authority, men's and women's athletic shoes start as low as $39.99 on Nike, Asics, Adidas, and New Balance. Plus, choose from a huge selection of brands like Under Armour, Saucony, and more. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week with men's and women's athletic shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show.
On the line with us, Steve Forbes. Every independent person looking at that bill completely disagrees with you.
No, they don't.
But
no,
let's move.
Don't.
Yes, they do. Well, let's move on for a second. Mr. Forbes.
5 years, Washington has to
Mr.
cover
Mr. Forbes,
my
you're, doing what, people in Washington, D.C. do. You're filibustering me.
I'm trying to move on.
Hear the whole interview now.
Mr. Forbes, thank you for your example of your leadership, and have a good afternoon.
On AM760.net.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. So psyched for this weekend. Really, please, weather forecast, please stay the way you are. I need a couple of more weekends of beautiful weather. Next weekend I'll be up in Estes Park, finally using a wedding gift that my wife and I got that gave us a gift certificate to Bed and Breakfast, one of these Bed and Breakfast catalogs. And so we're going up to Estes Park. I've never been there. I'm pretty psyched. Turk, you've been up there, right?
I have. I was actually up there about 2 weeks ago, or maybe about a month ago, for a 10-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah, well, I need you got to give me
it
some
was
restaurant
awesome, man.
Advice.
I tell you what, I will. And we had listeners call, and I talked about it. I was like, what should I do? Where should I go? And I went to Estes, and I had people that live there call and give me awesome ideas what to do. So.
Is it? I should.
Are you staying up there?
Yeah, I'm staying up there for a couple nights. Yeah, I should ask. Is it near? Is Lyons on the way?
Lyons is on the way. You go through Lyons.
Oh
yes.
Yeah,
Lyons is a cool little town.
I'm gonna stop at the place, the pinball. I just read about it. The Denver Post, the vintage pinball place, and there's also a bar with 80s arcade games.
Sweet.
That I'm gonna hit on the way up there.
Oh man, I want to go there with you.
Yeah, it's gonna be
have fun. Go that way to go into Estes Park. Take that, you know, the buyer's way in, and then on the way home, take the peak-to-peak highway through Central City, and then you hook back up through Golden.
All right, sweet. And the cool thing is we got a B&B that accepts Monty. So Monty's coming to you.
Your kid?
Our kid. Oh, Monty. All right, 729 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the open question is, do you think Democrats should go it alone on health care? That's the story coming out of Washington today, that the strategy is that Democrats may stop negotiating with Republicans on health care and, quote-unquote, go it alone. Good idea or bad idea? Folks who say it's a bad idea say, well, you got to pass something with bipartisan support, or the next time a Republican comes in, they'll gut it. The other side says, well, the Republicans say they're not going to vote for anything. They can't be negotiated with at all, and Democrats have huge majorities, so they should simply use those majorities to pass comprehensive health care reform. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And if you want to weigh in on the debate that we had yesterday about bringing guns to political events and political rallies, feel free to do so. There's a proposal now in Congress from the delegate from the District of Columbia, the non-voting delegate in Congress, who says that political events and political rallies should be gun-free zones, like we've made schools gun-free zones and stadiums gun-free zones. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Does making a political event a gun-free zone, does that violate or infringe on your Second Amendment rights? Or, and this is where I stand, I think it says that the First Amendment comes first. It comes before the Second Amendment, and that people have a right as part of their First Amendment rights to be able to come to town halls without fearing bloodshed, fearing violence, and fearing political intimidation at the barrel of a gun. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, what's up, man?
Maserota, what's happening?
Not much, man.
You're going to love Estes Park, man.
Yeah, I'm psyched about it.
And if you have time enough while the weather's nice, I really encourage you to hit Trail Ridge Road. You are going to just be mesmerized by the beauty of those mountains up there.
Sweet, man. Thanks for the tip.
No guns.
You like the idea of political events being gun-free zones?
I can't believe that they let that happen to begin with. What the hell's wrong with these people? They think that they can just walk around with a pistol strapped to their waist at any time?
Well, I mean, here's the craziest part about it is that other than there was one guy in New Hampshire who had a gun that wasn't licensed. He got arrested. But the other guy in New Hampshire and the folks in Arizona, they say, and the police confirm, that they were following local ordinances. And the White House, this is actually the craziest part. The White House has said, hey, we have no formal objections to people, as long as they're following local and federal laws. We have no objections to people carrying weapons in and around presidential events. Now, by that, they don't mean that you know, when you walk into a building at a presidential event, you go through a metal detector. You're not allowed to bring them into the building. But the White House was saying it's okay, as long as people are following state and local and federal laws, to have guns and weapons outside the events. Now, clearly what's going on there is that the Democratic president, who has been the NRA and those types, have continued to claim is on the verge of taking everybody's guns away. The Democratic administration doesn't want to fuel those conspiracy theories. So they're saying, hey, you know, if you're following the law, that's fine. Now, we'll step away from what Obama's saying and just continue asking the question, which is whether we as a society think it's okay for people to bring guns, not just to presidential events, but to political events in general. I don't think it's okay. You know, I think that we are a country made up of people comprised primarily of people who came here in one way or the other, fleeing countries where if you stood up and spoke out and engaged in the democratic process, you often found yourself at the end of the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, but come on, Dave, that don't have a damn thing to do with a presidential speech. Bush had people throwing out for bumper stickers and a T-shirt.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Imagine if somebody brought a gun to one of those events, that guy'd still be in prison. They'd be wanting to hang him at Leavenworth.
No, I agree with you. And you know, if you go through the thought process of the other way around, right?
Right.
If anti-war protesters or self-described Marxists showed up at Bush events wielding rifles and shotguns and automatic weapons, they would have been put in jail in about 5 seconds.
That's right. And the guy on Hartman's show the other day said, "Hey, I'm an African American and I got I have a gun permit. Well, what happened if I would have showed up with that? How many holes would I have in me?" And
exactly.
Hartman laughed and said, "Yeah, many."
No, that's exactly right.
You can't have one at school.
That's right. And by the way, you can't have one in a federal building either. And I kind of think that big political rallies, especially with the president or with members of Congress, statewide elected officials, those are essentially, to my mind, like moving government buildings, right? I mean, that's what they really are. And I don't really see the case for people who say, "Well, I'm just exercising my Second Amendment rights." The First Amendment came first for a reason. Hey, Doug, thanks for the call, man.
Have a great morning.
All right, you too. 735 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Do you think the Democrats should go it alone on health care? And do you think a law should be passed to make political rallies gun-free zones? 303-713-7600. Before we get back to the phones, I just want to play this clip from Congressman Barney Frank's town hall meeting this week. We were talking yesterday, somebody called up and said, you know, it's not right to call people freaks or crazy who are protesters. And I said, well, I'm not calling all protesters against health care reform freaks or crazy. I'm calling people who make crazy assertions, factually ridiculous assertions, or deliberately inflammatory assertions, for instance, likening President Obama to Hitler. Those people are the ones who are crazy and freakish. And listen to this interchange at Congressman Barney Frank's healthcare town hall meetings. Here's how he dealt and deals with those kinds of people.
Why do you continue to support a Nazi policy, as Obama has expressly supported this policy? Why are you supporting it?
When you ask me that question, I am going to revert to my ethnic heritage and ask to your question with a question. On what planet do you spend most of your time? Do you want me to answer the question? Yes. And you stand there with a picture of the president, the face to look like Hitler, and compare the effort to increase health care to the Nazis. My answer to you is, as I said before, it is a tribute to the First Amendment that this kind of vile, contemptible nonsense is so freely propagated. Ma'am, trying to have a conversation with you would be like trying to argue with a dining room table. I have no interest in doing it.
Oh, man, that's pretty funny. I've felt that way often in talking to folks lately about health care. All right, we'll go back to the phone. Let's go to Lionel in Denver. Lionel, you're on AM 760.
How's it going, David?
Good.
I just wanted to say that in any type of public event, it's clearly stated in the Bill of Rights that we're allowed to bear arms. So why change that rule?
Well, that's not true. That's not what the Second Amendment says. I mean, we have a Second Amendment that says citizens have a right to bear arms. It does not say citizens have a right to bear arms in schools. It does not say citizens have a right to bear arms in stadiums. So, in other words, it says that there is a right to bear arms, but it doesn't. It leaves it deliberately open for states, the federal government, and localities to decide the parameters of where you can bear arms. I mean,
and a lot of those parameters have been set in a public event or in a public forum, such as the one you're talking about here in town hall meetings. Perfectly fine. That's why the White House came out and said if they're within the federal government.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about changing. Laws. We're talking about changing federal law here. I mean, that's what Congress does. I mean, I'm not saying
they want to incrementally take away our rights.
So I guess you have a problem with people saying you can't take guns into schools. I guess you have a problem with that.
Not at all. That's,
well, why do you not have a problem with that?
A private setting.
What do you mean? It's a public school is a private setting, really?
When you're inside the school,
A public school is a private setting. That makes a lot of sense. I get that. Makes sense. How about a stadium?
In a stadium, if you're at a Broncos game, that would be yet again another private setting. In a town hall,
I see. 50,000 people at Broncos Stadium is a private setting, and a public school is a private setting.
If you go to a park, that's a public setting. If you go to a game where they have regulations, that's a private setting. Because you're in the midst of public doesn't mean it's necessarily.
Let me understand this. If Betsy Markey has a town hall meeting at CSU, and 500 people show up to CSU, that is in your mind different than somebody showing up with a gun to a stadium, an assault weapon, to a Mile High Stadium or to a school. Somehow that's different.
Yeah, because you have people. It's not for everybody to go to. It's for the people who, at a town hall meeting, that's for everybody to go to.
If I buy a ticket to a stadium, so what? You need a ticket to go to a town hall meeting because they don't have enough space. That's what happened. When Barack Obama comes to Grand Junction, you need a ticket.
Let me make the fundamental argument here. The bottom line is the Second Amendment is there. But
you haven't answered the question. You have not answered. This is what people like you do. You don't answer the question. You said I have a problem with people or you want people to be able to bring guns to public events. But somehow a public school isn't a public place in your mind, and a stadium full of 50,000 people at Broncos Stadium, that's not a public event. What about when President Obama went and gave his convention speech? At the stadium. Was that a public event? Do you want people to be able to bring assault weapons to that? Hello? Hello?
No, I don't think they should allow people to bring their guns.
You're not being consistent. Somehow the Second Amendment, you're saying it's an infringement on the Second Amendment, but people shouldn't be allowed to bring assault weapons to Mile High Stadium, but that's not a public. You're all over the map, buddy. You're all over the map.
These gun nuts don't even know.
Well, look, Lionel, you know, the next time you call, think through your arguments first. And then we'll discuss it again.
Well, he was trying to tell me when I was screening him, Dave, that when things get out of line in the government, that people should be able to rise up and... Well, who's to determine when things are out of line in the government?
Well, here's the thing. Exactly. And here's the thing. In this country, the way we rise up is through the ballot box. Right? This is not the time of the cavemen. Right?
It's not 1776 either.
Exactly. It's not Genghis Khan. Right, we rise up through the ballot box, and I don't think it's asking too much to say that at major political events, people shouldn't be allowed to be brandishing their weapons, because when they're doing that, they are using the weapon as a political statement of intimidation. The gun becomes the noose, right? That's what's going on. The gun becomes the noose in the Dixie South. The noose was the symbol to black people. Don't participate in your democracy, or this is what you will get. Lionel, thanks for the call. 7:42 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marv, and we're talking about whether you think the Democrats should go it alone on health care. That's the new strategy coming out of the White House today. And do you think we should make public political events gun-free zones? That's a proposal now moving through Congress after people with assault weapons are showing up to President Obama's town hall meetings. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got this multi-car accident still messing things up. Westbound 70 heading towards Aurora. It's around Havana, been moved off to the shoulder, but still seeing some really bad backups to I-225. Southbound 25, really heavy and slow, starting all the way back in Northland at 120th. Not going to break free till 84th. And then the relief is only for a couple miles with more jams coming in at 48th Avenue. Also still working this bus versus car crash northbound Parker at Quincy. Forecast should be another sunny and dry day with highs in low 80s. Right now, 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dr. Cog Rider Rangers. Want to relax at rush hour, carpool, or vanpool to work and feel free to sit back and let someone else drive? Call Rider Rangers at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. The Rider Rangers at drcog.org.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the historic radio town hall with Congressman Perlmutter. Your calls, Eve.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PureFoyChevrolet.com.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high speed and internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. One-year contract required. Early termination fee applies after year two. Regular rates apply. Equipment installation tax. Taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Safelite Repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Seven 47 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about health care. Should the Democrats go it alone instead of trying to garner Republican support in the Congress for health care reform? And do you support the bill moving through Congress now, or at least the proposal that's being floated, to make political events, town hall meetings and the like, mass political events, into gun-free zones, like a school is a gun-free zone? 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Mark calling in from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good.
First comment I got to make now that I heard Lionel speak is that the neocons tend to like to cherry pick their, you know, does it fit me and screw everybody else mentality. The guy was all over the map, and that's just what you're gonna see that from people who can't, you know, form an original opinion.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's people want certain things that they want, and they will try to meld the facts to what they want.
Sure, it's the same thing that's going on with healthcare right now. I've told several people, you know, Republicans, that you have a right to your opinion, you don't have a right to your own facts.
That's right. And that's what, you know, I want to be really clear here. I mean, I keep saying this, which is that conservatives have a right to oppose this bill on principled ground. They don't have a right to make up things that aren't in this bill and claim that they are. That's really the problem.
Without question. The point on the gun thing, you know, I can't walk into a crowded theater and scream fire. I'd be negligent for whatever happened to people. You can't run into the airport and say, yell hijack. And it just makes common sense that the Second Amendment states that, yeah, you can have guns to form an organized militia to protect the country. This is not an organized militia. This is a bunch of whack jobs who think that they need to bully their way through this thing.
Yeah, right. And the thing is that, remember, the Constitution, this is why the Constitution is brilliant, which is that the founders stated principles, knowing that over time, over decades and centuries, that federal, state, and local governments would make statutes that would fulfill the principles of the Constitution. Clearly, right now, we have a question between the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Should Second Amendment rights be allowed to effectively infringe on people's First Amendment rights to feel comfortable speaking out and not being intimidated? And the Constitution says, yes, that there is a right to bear arms, but it doesn't say there's a right to bear arms every single place, anywhere you want to bear arms, in any setting whatsoever, just because you feel like it. That's exactly right. And that's why, you know, so the whole idea that saying you can't show up to a town hall meeting with a gun is a violation of your Second Amendment rights. No one's saying you can't buy a gun. No one's saying that you can't own a gun. No one's saying any, it's not a discussion about gun ownership. It's a discussion about the parameters of where you can actually have that gun. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, one quick thing for you,
sure.
Dave. If you would have Turk maybe Google search domestic terrorism under the U.S. code.
Yes.
It speaks to this very, very clearly.
I have it right. I have it. He printed it out for me yesterday. I have it right here. And just stay tuned tomorrow for my column. I use exactly that. I make exactly that point. And I appreciate you and some other folks pointing that out to me.
Okay, great. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks for the call. 751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around. We're going to get back to this debate after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, they cleared that crash westbound I-70 at Havana. Traffic moving a little better there now as you're trying to make your way towards Aurora on the elevated portion of I-70. Also got some stop-and-go jams pretty much all over the city right now. Eastbound 270, 76 to Vasquez. Also on westbound 76, they're beginning at Highway 85, trying to get into downtown. Southbound I-25, jammed 120th to 84th, again from 58th to Spear Boulevard. Both those stretches showing speeds in the teens. Northbounders starting to be jammed up a little too, beginning at Downing Street all the way up to Alameda. And that's it. So we're accident-free right now around the metro. Forecast mostly sunny, mild with a high of 80. Your current downtown temperature, 54 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
Healthcare is the issue.
The Ed Schultz Show.
I am advocating you fight fire with fire.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Everyone knows about the government-backed incentive of up to $4,500 in the Cash for Clunker program. Well, as long as the government program lasts, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will not only give you the government and factory incentives, but we'll give you the salvage value you'll trade in as well. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet guarantees to beat our competition by $500 or more. Remember, low overhead means low prices. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLauChevy.com.
To the public, Buy and Build has the country's best prices on cabinetry and more. However, we do not compromise on quality. Our elite line of cabinets could easily go into a $1 million home. Buy and Build's cabinets are all wood boxes with absolutely no particle board and solid hardwood fronts. We have 9 colors to choose from. 3 are in stock and available today. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
753, now's the time we talk to Presidential Brokerage. You can reach the team over there at 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. On the line with us from Presidential Brokerage, Eric Mullen. Eric, give us an update on what's going on in the market today.
Thanks, David. Good morning. Well, we've seen some modest gains in the indexes this morning. The Dow is up 27 points to 9306. S&P 500 up 5 points to just over 1,000, 1,001. The NASDAQ Composite up 11 points to 1980, and the Russell 2000 up 2.5 points to 564.
So that's some good news out there, and as I always say at this time of the day, you can't just let your money sit out there, whether it's invested or in your savings account. You got to have a strategy. You got to have a team watching out for what you're doing, and that's why you should call the folks at Presidential Brokerage at 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. You want folks on top of what you're doing in the market. Hey, Eric, thanks for the update.
Thank you, David. Have a good morning.
You too.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
In clinical studies, consumers purchasing a new car from typical dealerships experience side effects, such as headache, fatigue, and indigestion due to dorky sales guys. Dizziness also resulted from complicated financing plans. Consult with Flatiron Subaru in Boulder to avoid these symptoms and see if a new Subaru is right for you.
Thinking of getting a Subaru this month? Don't miss our A Lot to Love event through August 31st. Flatiron Subaru, east of Foothills and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll get back to the phones, try to squeeze in as many as we can right now before the top of the news. Let's go to Steve. Steve in Centennial, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how's it going?
Good.
Great, love your show, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, here's a point that I think you're overlooking. These nuts with the guns, whether you like it or not, they're making a political statement by bringing the gun.
I believe that.
Right.
I agree with you.
And it was wrong for Bush to put us in free speech zones, and it would be just as wrong for us to keep these people who are making a political statement away from the outsides of rallies. I'm sure the Secret Service is watching them. I'm sure the local police are watching them. And if they get out of hand, then the lawful authorities will step in. But they're making protected political speech.
I agree with you there, and this is where it gets the diciest. They are making a political statement, but they are also by virtue of this of what they are using to make a political statement, they are also trying to discourage other people in a violent way or with the implicit threat of violence to not make their own political statements as well. Because here's the thing. Let me just follow through on this thought here. They're not bringing a picture of a gun. They're not bringing a fake gun. They are bringing loaded weapons, right? This is not, I mean, you could actually argue that this is far worse than even bringing a noose, right? Because because a noose is just, you know, it's a symbol. It's inert when it's being held up, you know.
Right.
A gun, you can pull the trigger. So what I'm saying is they're actually bringing the device. Right. So they've gone beyond just making a statement about gun rights. They're simultaneously making an implicit threat, I think.
And I hear you. But I think by declaring themselves with the local authorities, which I think a lot of them have been doing, they're really more trying to get on TV.
Well, I agree. But then ask yourself this question. I got to run here. But ask yourself this question. Yes, they are trying to make a mass broadcast statement. But part of that mass broadcast statement is a statement of intimidation, is a statement of infringing on other people's First Amendment rights. All right, I got to get the national news. Stick around. We're going to be talking to Mason Tavert about marijuana policy after the break.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings of different people check me out, and it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Trial offer.
Call immediately to receive your free sample. Call 1-800-395-1031. That's 1-800-395-1031. If the line is busy, please keep trying. 1-800-395-1031. 1-800-395-1031.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM 760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Suffering from terminal prostate cancer, convicted in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, Abdel Basset al-Megrahi is being released from a Scottish prison today.
This is so sickening. It is a disgrace. It is moral collapse of the highest, or I should say the lowest sort.
Susan Cohen's daughter was one of the 270 people who died in the Lockerbie bombing over Scotland. And Scottish Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill said of al-Megrahi,
he is terminally ill. He has less than 3 months' expectancy. My decision is he returns home to die.
Susan Cohen disagrees with that decision.
McGrahi's release is an argument for capital punishment. If you're not going to keep him in jail, then you better kill him.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. In a sign of U.S. anger over the release of the convicted bomber, the White House released a terse statement shortly before he was freed. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says the U.S. deeply regrets the decision by Scotland. The administration wanted the man to serve his full sentence.
Go to a polling place in Afghanistan and cast your ballot. It's presidential election day. In some places, turnout has been low. Reporter P.J. Tobia is in Kabul, where there was some trouble.
Three insurgents hold up in an abandoned building across the street from an Afghan National Police headquarters. The insurgents attacked the headquarters with rocket-propelled grenades and small arms fire. They were immediately engaged by Afghan National Police. The gunfight went on for over an hour.
Still, that did not deter everyone from coming out to vote. Balloting was extended for an hour. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says there were 73 attacks in 15 provinces today. Still, he calls the election a success. Millions of dollars spent as the CIA apparently outsourced training and surveillance of those who were tasked to go after our Al-Qaeda operatives. This program began 5 years ago, according to the New York Times. It involved the U.S. private security firm Blackwater.
Osama bin Laden and Amin al-Zawahiri here were not being found. Intelligence was not leading to their whereabouts. There was a lack of trust on the ground with Pakistan's intelligence agency.
Sajjan Gohel, a terrorism expert. The Times says from this project, no terrorists wound up being seized or assassinated. President goes online and on the radio to again push for health care reform. A senator who's been a major backer of that is fighting brain cancer now. Senator Ted Kennedy has sent word to Massachusetts lawmakers and what he hopes the state will decide to do. WBZ's Karen Toomey explains.
Senator Ted Kennedy is asking for a change in the state succession law. The Boston Globe is reporting the senator would like the governor to have the power to appoint someone in the interim should a Senate post be unexpectedly vacated. While making no mention of his illness, it's clear the senator does not want Massachusetts underrepresented as the battle over health care reform, for which he's worked tirelessly, rages on.
New jobless claims last week were up to 576,000. Wall Street in the first half hour of trading, Dow's up 37. This is CBS News.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Three soldiers have been killed in a Black Hawk helicopter crash on the peak of Colorado's second highest mountain. The crash on Mount Massive has also left a fourth missing. It happened during a training exercise yesterday afternoon. There's national concern over a shortage of family doctors, but a local medical school is trying to change that. Rocky Vista University in Parker is now in its second year.
At this point in time, we are the only existing medical school of the 129 MD schools and the 26 osteopathic schools that is privately funded and listed as a for-profit institution.
Dr. Thomas Moore says the focus of the school is to educate primary care physicians who want to stay in the western states. And DIA continues to go green with a plan to have solar energy power its fuel farm.
Airport officials will ask the city to enter into a contract with two companies to develop a $7 million solar electric generating system. The 1.6 megawatt project would be built on 9 acres north of the airfield and would provide nearly all of the power necessary for the airport's fuel storage and distribution center.
That's AM 760's Joe Chiaro. Sports: Rockies over the Nationals 5-4 last night. They'll go for the three-game sweep tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Aaron O'Neill now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy ride on our highways this morning, but fortunately we haven't seen too many accidents. There was that earlier multi-car crash westbound I-70 approaching Havana. That cleared off the highway quick, and so did the backups. Where we're struggling is up and down the I-25 corridor now with southbound. Backed up from 120th down to 84th, you'll catch that small break. A lot of stop-and-go traffic from 58th heading into downtown. We're finding some jamming now through the bridges for southbound I-25. Starts around the Emerson Street Bridge down through Evans. Northbound I-25, pretty heavy up through the Tech Center, but you aren't going to hit those slowdowns until you reach the Downing Street Bridge, and then that carries all the way through Colfax. Southbound 225 packed in solid from Parker Road down towards I-25. And now slow pockets for eastbound C-470 as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Enjoy dinner at IHOP, where kids under 12 eat free. Get one free kids meal between 4 and 10 p.m. with each adult entree purchase. Offer valid on Just for Kids menu only for a limited time. IHOP, come hungry, leave happy at participating restaurants.
The Home Depot has a new low...
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
It's football season. Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haulaway, which combined can save you up to $79 on top brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. Save not once but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through August 5th in U.S. only, see store for details.
They're out there. I'm getting as much of it as I can. Headed off to Estes Park next weekend. finally using a wedding gift that my wife and I got. We're going to a B&B that also takes Monty. So the buddy, my dog, will be coming with us on our romantic weekend up in Estes Park. Should be a lot of fun. A lot of news out there. The big news out there today, the two stories to my mind that are the big ones are, one, the Democrats in the Congress are saying they're going to go it alone, or thinking of going it alone, on health care. Basically saying that they're realizing, finally, that the Republicans are not serious about negotiating a health care bill. Interestingly, at the same time that this new idea of Democrats going it alone is being floated, you have the president's advisors being quoted in the newspaper today on background, unnamed, anonymously, saying that the real problem in this debate is, quote-unquote, the left, and, quote-unquote, the left of the left, that somehow the left of the left is making the public option too big a deal. Meanwhile, Howard Dean, and there's a Washington Post story, Howard Dean is out campaigning across the country saying what I think is right, that health care reform without the public option is simply a giveaway to the health insurance industry. So a lot of shifting dynamics here. The White House saying that Democrats maybe should go it alone in the Congress, but even in saying that, also seeming to suggest that the real problem in the Congress are progressives because they're pushing for a public option. So if the Democrats, quote-unquote, go it alone, it's no guarantee that we're going to get a public option. Do you want the Democrats to go it alone? Or do you subscribe to the idea that if they don't get Republican support, that the next time there's a Republican president, that Republican president will have a mandate to effectively dismantle whatever universal health care system is passed? 303-713-7600. And then feel free to weigh in on this gun debate here. We have a story in the Hill newspaper saying the delegate, the non-voting delegate in Congress from the District of Columbia, is pushing forward a proposal to say that mass political events, town hall meetings and the like, should be able to be made gun-free zones. Do you think that is a good idea? 303-713-7600. I think it is. I think the First Amendment came first before the Second Amendment for a reason. I don't think the Bill of Rights was put together, the sequence of it, and the original sequence of it, was put together in a random way. The First Amendment guarantees everybody the right to be able to participate in the political process, to be able to speak out without fear of violent retribution. The Second Amendment certainly guarantees some rights to bear arms, as it says. It does not guarantee right to bear arms anywhere you want to bear arms. It does not guarantee you the right to bear arms in a federal building. It does not guarantee you the right to bear arms in a stadium or in a school. And the gun is now being used as a political tool. Right, the folks who are showing up to the protests aren't showing pictures of guns. They're showing up with actually loaded guns. And while you can argue that they have a right to use the gun as a political symbol, as an expression of their political speech, I think that when you show up to a political event with a loaded gun, as opposed to even an unloaded gun, or a fake gun, or a picture of a gun, when you show up to a loaded gun, you're making not just a political statement about the Second Amendment. You are, and I think quite deliberately, frankly, I don't think it's an accident, you are quite deliberately sending a message to everybody else that if you show up and express your First Amendment rights and exercise your First Amendment rights, you may face the barrel end of that gun. What do you think? Do you think I'm wrong? Feel free to call up and tell me if you think I'm wrong. We've had a couple people say, you know, this is a muddy issue. It's tough to figure out. And we can debate it out. 303-713-7600 is the number again. 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to Adam in Fort Collins. Adam, you're on AM760.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
First of all, thanks for having me. I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I would consider myself to be a moderate Democrat. I'm from California. And I heard a previous caller named Lionel who said something about how a stadium is, you know, it's okay to bring a gun to a stadium and all that stuff. That's totally crazy. First of all, for a couple of reasons. Number one, when you bring a gun to a public policy meeting or a town hall meeting, you know, that's great that you're wanting to make a political statement and all that stuff. However, what they should probably be thinking about is, first of all, why do you need it? And second of all, what are the other people thinking? Is there anybody there with PTSD that's come back from Iraq? Or is there a little kid staring at that gun who's afraid of it, or somebody that's had a bad experience with that? You know, what are they doing to the people there? But also, you know, they're saying, yeah, it's my right to have a gun and all this stuff. It's also my right to use racial slurs, but I don't, because I don't, you know, I think that's totally uncivilized. But also, I like to think that as Americans, we've kind of moved beyond the point of needing things like guns and racial slurs and these extreme methods to get our points across. So
well, and you're talking, I mean, you're going to the idea of personal behavior. Now, I think it's, well, I guess it's not undeniable. It's my opinion that it's, regardless of the law, it's just inappropriate for exactly. somebody to bring a weapon, and not only bring a weapon, by the way. We're not just talking about bringing a weapon. We're talking about brandishing a weapon. That's an important distinction, right? The what we've seen here are not people who happen to carry around a pistol all the time because they have a certain job and they just show up to a town hall meeting and they forgot to take off their holster. Right, we're talking about people brandishing the weapon, right? Flaunting the loaded weapon. And I think that's entirely just at a personal level, forget about the law. That's just inappropriate. It's just inappropriate. It's thoughtless. Or arguably, it's not thoughtless, it's calculated. And that gets back to what the fundamental issue here. Somebody, I think that a lot of people who are brandishing the weapons, they have thought this through. And that what they want to do is intimidate. That's their goal, is to intimidate. And then you get into the constitutional issue. Mm-hmm. Is it okay? Is it a violation of the public's First Amendment rights, or at least the spirit of the First Amendment, to say in our laws that it's okay for people to show up to political events with the implicit threat of physical violence for people who may oppose the gun wielder's views? I think that infringes on the public's First Amendment rights. Look, you want to come to a town hall meeting and shout me down, fine. I think it's inappropriate. I think the First Amendment doesn't guarantee anybody the right to have their voice be louder or take precedence over anybody else. But look, we can get into a shouting match. That's fine. When you start making the implicit threat that if you shout at me, you might get shot, that's not fine. And when you brandish a weapon at a political event, I think that's what's happening. And I want to make one other point here. The First Amendment has caused these kinds of issues to come up from time to time throughout our history. Let me just give you a couple of examples, right? You could make an argument that the First Amendment, because it allows the freedom of speech, means that it should allow me to be at a polling place, right outside a polling place on election day, screaming at you to vote for a certain candidate. You could make that argument. But what we have said over hundreds of years of legal precedence is that laws that say, no, if you want to campaign, you've got to stay a certain distance away from a polling place so that people feel like they can engage in the democratic process without being intimidated. We have said that that is okay. So in other words, we have taken steps throughout history to really enshrine that right, the right to be able to participate in the political process free of intimidation. We have really put that up on a pedestal, and rightly so, I think, because if there is any fundamental principle that is fundamentally American, foundationally American, it is that. That's why so many people come to this country, right? That's the one thing that we have been founded on. And yes, what that has meant is that we have at times interpreted different amendments, different federal statutes, state statutes, and local statutes. We have reformed and interpreted them in a way to continue fundamentally protecting that one principle. And I think that's the right way to go, and I think that's what's going on this issue.
One last thing to say.
Sure.
I just wanted to say, you know, I'm hoping we can move beyond needing to bring these symbols of fear and symbols of violence to any sort of political process. And, you know, let's not live in the old West. Let's live in the year 2009 and just talk it out like civilized people.
I mean, that's exactly right. And you know, I guess the other side would argue, well, you know, during Jim Crow, the civil rights movement felt the need to be quite militant. Well, the civil rights movement, it was only a wing of the civil rights movement, really, the Black Panthers, that really, I think, you can draw any kind of historical analogy here. And let's be clear about two things with that. One, the Black Panthers were largely shunned by the political establishment precisely because of their tactics. And two, let's also not forget that what the Black Panthers were ultimately protesting at its core were Jim Crow laws that quite literally made African Americans second-class citizens. So I don't think you can equate the proposal to give health care to everybody to the laws that were on the books that made legally African Americans second-class citizens. Those are not equivalent at all. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
819 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about whether you think guns should be banned at political rallies. Should political rallies and political events be gun-free zones? And do you think Democrats should go it alone on health care? Those are the two big stories making news this morning. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's going up into the 80s today. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, David, looks like we're accident-free on the metro highway systems around Denver and Boulder. We do have a lot of stop-and-go, though. Let's start northbound I-25 as you're heading into downtown. Stop-and-go, Colorado Boulevard all the way up to Alameda. Also a little sluggish trying to get out of Castle Rock there at Founders Parkway. On southbound side of 25, seeing the jams, 120th down to 84th, speeds in the teens there. Same deal after 58th Avenue all the way to Spear Boulevard. Also seeing some traffic jams on eastbound 270 from 76 to Vasquez. Same deal in Aurora, southbound 225 there from the Parker Road curve all the way down to the interchange in the Tech Center. Our only accident, car versus motorcycle at Monaco and Alameda. Your forecast should be another sunny day. Also going to be dry, highs in the low 80s. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon. Canyon could...
Want to dress the part of hot and sexy no matter what size you are? MyFabClothing.com. Sale price clothes from $3. Like jeans, skirts, tops, and dresses. Casual, career, formal, and wedding. Regular and plus sizes. MyFabClothing.com. Sexy lingerie to light up the night. MyFabClothing.com. Items going fab. Don't miss this sale and don't miss our free section. MyFabClothing.com. MyFabClothing.com. MyFabClothing.com.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Spending in ways checks can't.
Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
A22 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. You can podcast us at www.am760.net. Again, www.am760.net. Every Friday, we put together a best of podcast of our best interviews of the week. So that's every Friday. Tomorrow on the broadcast, in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to have an interview with Rachel Maddow. She'll be on the show. Ask her about the this ongoing healthcare debate. Right now, we're talking about whether you think Democrats should go it alone on the healthcare debate. That's the new strategy coming out of the White House. And the topic of guns at political events. Do you think when people bring guns to political events, they are trying to prioritize their Second Amendment rights over your First Amendment rights? By that, I mean, are they trying to say that their gun ownership rights are more important than your First Amendment right to feel like you can engage in the political process without fear of bloodshed? What do you think? 303-713-7600 again is the number. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Lee in Boulder. Lee, you're on AM 760.
I didn't hear. Is that me?
That is you.
Oh, okay, because it just sort of had a... Anyway, I wanted to talk about the language and of the those two things, like bearing arms has to do more with being equipped and furnished with arms, and it involves a process of muster or call to arms, you know, which involves being deputized. There's some procedure here. Otherwise, just packing heat anywhere you go is a problem for law enforcement.
Oh, I agree with that.
And the use of firearms is a very sensitive issue for law enforcement. The training, the protocols, the psychological aspects. And, you know, I've heard these militia people say we're there to help law enforcement. Well, that is completely a wild card. It's a problem. In other many other countries, law enforcement doesn't carry guns, you know. How can they relate to that?
Well, and in other countries, they have outlawed, some countries have outlawed guns completely. And we have a different heritage, a different history. And
yeah, not such a good one.
Well, you know, I think especially recently, we've seen a lot of shootings.
Yeah, but
I am
being able to negotiate to form an organized militia would be a much higher skill and a very lacking skill.
I agree with that, and I agree with the principle of the idea that the Second Amendment provides people the right to bear arms, but it doesn't say anything, and deliberately so, I think, about what the federal government can or can't do to set the parameters of bearing arms. People have a fundamental right to bear arms, but over decades and really centuries, our legal precedent is one that says there can be parameters put on how you can bear arms, what kind of arms you can bear. I mean, the term arms itself is a very, and again, deliberately so, a very vague term. When the Constitution was written, the term arms meant essentially a musket rifle. There wasn't an assault weapon. There wasn't, that's why, and again, that's why I think the founders in their wisdom use the word arms, because the word arms is vague.
I'm not even sure of that, you know, because the term bear, it's not really a colloquial term anymore, bearing a heavy burden,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's still kind of an elegant, formal use of language. I'm not sure that they did anticipate these problems.
Well,
they were sensitized by the war, the revolution.
I'm not saying they anticipated the exact scientific questions.
I understand.
What
that.
I'm saying is I think that they used language that was and is deliberately available to be interpreted over years and decades. That's why the Constitution, people say, and I think it's right, is a living document, right? I mean, that's why they use these terms. And we have decided that you can't bear arms and you can't specifically bear guns, if you will, in a school.
yeah,
or
well,
in
I
a stadium.
Wanna, I don't want to be. I mean, there are similar things in traffic. We are subject to other people's states of mind in these super powerful vehicles. Why should I go someplace and be subject to the, you know, the frivolous state of mind of someone carrying a packing heat, carrying a gun? I prefer to say packing heat because I think there's a certain drama that these, you know, these individuals want. And I really question the usefulness. I think it's far more a problem to law enforcement, and I don't know how law enforcement has to go through constant training and negotiating with the community about protocols for using firearms at all.
Well, and I think that's right. I mean, but I go back to the constitutional question.
Yeah.
That if you accept that there is a First Amendment and that there is a Second Amendment, we are now seeing them come into conflict.
I think it's more the ability of people to, I sort of disagree with you because I think that this whole problem, well, I mean, about deputizing, that there is a protocol and a process to the maturity and responsibility of owners.
I haven't heard that argument before, and it's actually a really interesting argument. The idea that the Second Amendment says you have a right to bear arms basically within the confines of forming
the context,
the context of forming a militia. And I'm thinking out loud
here.
But I think that when we license guns, right, when we go through a license and background check, that is probably at its root the constitutional basis for that, is that that is effectively, we are effectively deputizing or authorizing the official use. When you get a license, you are being officially authorized to bear that arm and to bear those arms. And I think that that's probably the constitutional rationale for that process. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey,
good points.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Evan and Parker. Evan, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The point I wanted to make, actually several, but I'll make them very briefly, is, you know, that the Second Amendment, playing around that, these guys that show up with their handgun strapped to their side are not even securing their handguns, really, because they're holding signs with the same hand that they would draw that gun
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
And any nut job could come up while they're talking to people and holding their signs and
Yeah, and, you know, that's a really good point. And I saw somebody on Talking Points make this point, which is that, you know, I lived up in Montana, I live here in Colorado. We're all steeped in gun culture out here in the West. And people who, the way the regular person uses their gun in this culture out here is you got a gun rack, maybe, you use it for hunting, maybe you have it locked in a safe in your house for security. I mean, these are things, I'm not a huge fan of guns, I'll admit that right now. They make me uncomfortable. I used to be a fan of them when I was in summer camp shooting, you know, for riflery. So I'm not a huge fan of guns, but my point here is that fan of guns or not, the way regular people use their guns is as a tool basically of sport or personal self-defense. And they are not a toy. They are not they're not agitprop. They're not a symbol of political propaganda. They're not a sign, right? And so the people who are showing up and using the gun in that way, really, I think, for the typical gun owner, it should be offensive to the typical gun owner because those people are treating the gun effectively as a toy or as they're not treating it with the significance and importance that a weapon of real deadly force should be treated.
I completely agree. I mean, when you mention sport, I shoot skeet because I go out and hunt pheasants sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
These guys that show up with their handguns, they don't shoot at skeet.
Right.
They shoot at targets that look like human silhouettes.
No, that's right. And it's really, this is, goes back to again, what is really going on? What is the thrust? What is the point? And that's an important question. You can't get into the heads of anybody, and I'm not trying to pretend to get into the head of anybody, but what I am trying to do is ask the question, because when you're asking constitutional questions, you have to ask what is the motive of the people doing this. And it's clearly intimidation. If you want to protest for your Second Amendment rights, the way to do it and not infringe on everybody else's First Amendment rights, in my estimation, is to, you want to make a picture of a gun.
Fine.
Sure.
You want to have a slogan talking about your guns? Fine. You want to bring loaded weapons and brandish them? I don't think that's fine.
What would happen if I took maybe 12 bars of soap, a fishing vest, and a couple wire and a few batteries and showed up with a mock effigy bomb strapped to myself and showed up to one of these things?
I mean, frankly, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you did that and it was clear that it wasn't real, then I think it would be basically, I mean, I would find it offensive, but I think you would be within your constitutional rights. I don't think you'd be within your constitutional rights if you showed up wearing that thing and it actually looked, you showed up intending to make people believe you were actually wearing a bomb belt, right? That would not be, because at that point, you're not being clear that what you're doing is a political symbol, right? You're actually making people feel afraid to be there, right? I mean, that's the thing. If you want to make a paper mache gun that's very, very clearly not a loaded gun, I think that's fine. But when you start brandishing real weapons, that starts getting into a different territory. Hey, Evan, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks for taking it. Thanks.
8:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Obviously a controversial topic. Do you think guns, do you think your Second Amendment right to bear arms should empower you to bring and bear arms and brandish loaded weapons at political meetings?
I'm going to take my tank down to Mike Kaufman's next town hall meeting.
Turk's going to take his Sherman tank.
What if I showed up with the Millennium Falcons with the guns rearing to go?
Hey, some people would say if you're not firing them, then you're within your Second Amendment rights. I mean, it's just an argument that I don't buy. But look, we want to hear from all sides of this debate. It's a tough debate, and it's worth hashing out. And also, if you want to weigh in on whether you think the Democrats should go it alone on health care, that's the new strategy coming out of Washington. Do you think that the Democrats need Republican support for health care reform, or should they use their majorities to ram through the best possible health care program? 303-713-7600. We'll go to John Turk in the Millennium Falcon.
You got it, man. Traffic still pretty brutal for us. Got a new accident, two cars involved. Now it's blocking the left shoulder and the left lane, southbound I-25 near Emerson. Seeing some delays back around Lincoln all the way to Evans. Southbound also busy on the north end, 58th past Spear Boulevard. Northbounders, some really heavy jams, basically from the tech center, Bellevue, all the way to Hamden. Stop and go there. Going to break loose. And then around Colorado Boulevard, more stop-and-go jams all the way to Alameda. Also got a crash westbound I-70 near Chambers. That follows an earlier one there around Havana. And still working this car versus motorcycle crash at Monaco and Alameda. The forecast, mostly sunny and mild and dry. Look for a high around 80 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 61. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln, why now. Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the historic radio.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Attention XL Energy Electric customers. Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate could be reduced at any time? Last year, the Solar Rewards rebate that allows you to save up to 60% on solar dropped by a full dollar overnight, raising the out-of-pocket cost of a solar power system by several thousand dollars. Don't let this happen to you. Call Independent Power Systems today to lock in the full rebate for 1 year. Locking in the rebate does not obligate you to buy, but will ensure that you'll receive the full discount if you do go solar. Other companies are charging up to $1,000 for this service. Independent Power Systems will lock in your rebate for free. And remember, Boulder County residents can still go solar for zero down and one annual payment using the Climate Smart Loan Program. But you must attend a workshop before September 1st. Don't miss this historic opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. Visit solarips.com/rebate or call 303-443-0115 for details.
58130 or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
In clinical studies, consumers purchasing a new car from typical dealerships experience side effects such as headache, fatigue, and indigestion due to dorky sales guys. Dizziness also resulted from complicated financing plans. Consult with Flatiron Subaru in Boulder to avoid these symptoms and see if a new Subaru is right for you.
Thinking of getting a Subaru this month? Don't miss our A Lot to Love event through August 31st. Flatiron Subaru, east of Foothills and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Hey, 39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up into the 80s today. Do you think the Democrats should go it alone on health care, or do you think they need Republican support to pass this thing? I think the whole argument that they need Republican support is a joke. I mean, you got 60 votes in the Senate. You got big majority in the House. Ultimately, nobody gives a crap whether a bill passes with some Republican votes or no Republican votes. They give a crap about whether their health care bills continue to crush them. Right? Nobody remembers what the vote was to pass Medicare. Nobody remembers what the vote was to pass Social Security. So this whole idea that the goal of politics is to get Republicans and Democrats in Washington, D.C. to hug each other is ridiculous. The goal of politics should be to pass good policy, regardless of how it is passed. We're also talking about this question about whether you think your Second Amendment rights to bear arms should empower you to bring arms, loaded weapons, to public political events. I think the people who are doing that are trying to intimidate everybody, trying to infringe on everybody else's First Amendment rights by saying if you show up to a town hall meeting, you might face the barrel end of a gun. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Alice in Longmont. Hey, Alice, how you doing?
Just fine. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for being on.
What I want to say, David, is they should go on and pass that darn bill.
The bill to say that mass public political events are gun-free zones.
Well, I've got two agendas here. To begin with, we should certainly not have guns at these meetings. And those that do are missing at something upstairs. And they sure must want early retirement, and that's jail, you know, because I've never heard of such a thing. You know, Kennedy was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't even have to pass a bill for that.
Well, Time Magazine, interestingly enough, has a piece up about this phenomenon. And people from the NRA to liberals say that this is a fairly unprecedented display in contemporary times, that there's just no historical precedent for people showing up to presidential events and town hall events brandishing weapons.
And they should absolutely be arrested. You know, that's what we have. But law enforcement for. And another thing, talking about people showing up with guns, I think they're missing something upstairs. And they sure must want the early retirement, and that's jail.
Yeah, well, I think they got a screw loose. Because I think that some of it is that it's calculated, right? It's not just somebody who's just got a screw loose and showing up. I mean, when you got 12 people showing up in Arizona in a coordinated display, it's designed to garner publicity. In fact, one of the guys gave a radio interview saying that it was planned to get as much publicity as possible. Now, he was saying this to make us feel better, right? He was saying, well, I checked with local law enforcement and, you know, I set this up so that it would get maximum publicity. And look, that's what political protesters do. And I don't fault political protesters for trying to get publicity for their cause. By the way, I don't fault on either side, conservative protester or liberal protester. Part of the goal of protest is to get publicity for your cause. But when it involves brandishing loaded weapons, it seems to me that if you're planning, there's a conflict there. In the sense that using loaded weapons to generate publicity for yourself, the kind of publicity, the kind of message that you're trying to send is fundamentally anti-democratic. It's fundamentally fascist in the sense that it says people should be afraid to show up to these meetings. And that's where I think this becomes a constitutional question. Because the ethos of the First Amendment is that we all get to participate in the political process without fear of intimidation and violence. Alice, thanks for the call. 303-713-7600 is the number. It's 844 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go to Anthony in Fort Carson. Anthony, you're on AM 760.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
I like saying, first of all, that I'm not like really a Democrat or a Republican. I'm more like in the middle. Whatever the best idea is, I think it should get passed.
Okay.
The point of the whole thing is, I'd like to say that I find it funny that they can brandish their weapons out in public like that at a town hall meeting and nothing happens, because I had a friend here in Colorado Springs. He's also in the Army. He was driving down the road one way down here, down Academy, and there was a car that was swerving erratically into his car, not into it, but kind of like threatening him that he would run him off the road a little bit. But what my homeboy did was he kind of said, dude, you know, honked his horn a couple times. He kept doing it. So he picked up his weapon. Of course, it's down here, the law says you can carry a weapon in the car as long as it's in plain sight, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he picked up his weapon. He didn't point it at him, but he showed it. And the guy, you know, basically backed off. But my homeboy ended up catching a attempted assault for that. So if he can't even wave his gun to keep somebody from stopping him, he gets an assault. How do these guys show up at a town hall meeting where there's political people there and be free to do that? I've even caught a simple assault before I got in the Army for flicking someone off. And that was me saying F you, you know, basically, excuse my language. But I flicked them off and I got a simple assault charged against me just for that.
Yeah, and you know, you're making the point that we've been discussing, which is that somehow it's okay, or excuse me, it's not okay to brandish your weapon in some situations, but it is okay to brandish your weapon in other situations. And this gets back to the ultimate point, which is that, look, we as a society have said that you have a right to bear arms, but there are parameters on those rights. And, you know, one of the parameters are you're not allowed to threaten people with your weapons. You're allowed to self-defend. And it sounds like the situation you're describing, your friend was, by your description, your friend was trying to defend himself. And not simply threaten somebody, offensively, aggressively threaten somebody. There's a difference between self-defense and self-offense, if you will. And, you know, what's going on at these town hall meetings with people brandishing guns, I think it's not self-defense, it's offense, right? It's people coming to these meetings, they're not, you know, when you come to a presidential meeting, for example, I mean, that's one of the safest places in the world in the sense of security. You don't have a holstered weapon or brandishing. You're not brandishing your weapon because you can make a legitimate argument that you feel under threat.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's Secret Service all over the place. Right. So it's clearly not about self-defense. It's about offense. It's about scaring people. It's about threatening people. And so, Anthony, I completely agree with you. And I want to be clear. You know, you can be for the Second Amendment. You can be a strong defender of the Second Amendment, strong defender of gun ownership.
Which I am, because I'm in the Army.
Yeah, and I say, this is not okay.
Well, and I was trying to make the point also that even me, with what I said, I think that it's funny how that they make, even though the First Amendment, like you said, was put first for a reason, it seemed to put the Second Amendment before it. Like, you can't even say what you want to say. They get mad at Obama for the slightest slips of his tongue. When he said that the police officer acted stupidly,
mm-hmm.
like the Republicans went crazy. Like, how could he say this? He can't say whatever he wants to say, basically. He can't speak with the way he wants to speak, because if he says the wrong thing or a Democrat says the wrong thing, everybody's upset. But they can come out here and use not their words, but their outward show that they can do whatever needs to be done to silence you, and they're okay.
It's a complete double standard. You're right. It's a complete double standard. And, you know, I've made this point before. We had Tim Wise on, the great scholar and writer about racism. You know, there clearly are a lot of elements going on in this. And there's clearly a racist element going on in this. I'm glad you brought up the Skip Gates affair. There was a quote in the Wall Street Journal. They did a poll about Obama and bipartisanship, and there was some latent racism coming out of the hardest of hardcore Republicans. One person's quoted in the Wall Street Journal saying that in that affair, Obama clearly was deciding only to side with his own race. So a lot of what's going on is race-based. A lot of what's going on is extremist ideology. The folks in Arizona who showed up with guns have now been connected to some of the right-wing militias that caused so many problems in the early 90s. So there's a lot of different cross currents here. And I think we can all disagree about the health care bill, and we can all disagree even about, you know, the Skip Gates affair and the police situation in Cambridge. But one thing I think we should all be able to agree on is that we should all have the right to make our opinions heard without fearing that we're going to get shot, without fearing bodily harm to ourselves. Hey, Anthony, thanks for the call, man. 850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. Obviously, a controversial topic. Should guns be allowed to be brought to political events? Do you think a loaded weapon is a legitimate symbol of political free speech? Or do you think somebody brandishing a loaded weapon infringes on the public's First Amendment rights in the sense of intimidating people from participating in the democratic process? And feel free to weigh in on whether you think the Democrats should go it alone on health care. Stop negotiating with Republicans in Congress and simply ram through a health care reform bill with all of their own votes. That's where I think they should do. And I'm glad that this strategy is finally being floated in Washington. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic is still pretty nasty for us on I-25. Southbound side jams 58th to Spear, and then we got a crash as you approach Washington. It is blocking the left-hand lane, so look for delays to kick in about Alameda. Northbounders still sluggish there as you make the corner there around Colorado Boulevard down to Washington. Also got this crash westbound I-70 near Chambers. Rest of the drive looking pretty good for us. Northbound 225 behind Colfax to I-70. That's probably due to that crash there on westbound 70 near Chambers. Forecast today should be another sunny and dry day with highs in the low 80s. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Were killed in Colorado last year. One-third of those crashes involve alcohol. Don't be this year's statistic. Ride free, ride farther, ride sober. Learn more at comotorcyclesafety.com. That's comotorcyclesafety.com.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using...
Beat the heat this summer when you win $5,000 instantly. Cash Scratch Fever is happening now at the Lodge in Gilpin Casinos. Come play the hottest promotion in town for a chance to win $5,000 instantly, plus a shot at the $25,000 grand prize. Receive a scratch ticket every day you earn 250 points on your Lodge and Gilpin Winners Club card. Cash drawings also held every Friday at the Lodge and Saturday at the Gilpin. See you soon.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, it's time to talk to someone who has. The pros at Advance Auto Parts. They know all about batteries, how long they last, and when they should be replaced. One conversation at Advance could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new battery, Advance has one for almost every make and model and will install it for you right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Reason to enjoy it, because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I had finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
A55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This just breaking off the wire. U.S. News and World Report reports that Tom Ridge, the former Department of Homeland Security chief, has a new book coming out. And in the book, he says that he was pushed to raise the security alert on the eve of President Bush's reelection, something that Ridge claims that he saw as politically motivated and worth resigning over. Of course, Ridge did not resign over that, but that is a bombshell. That we all really knew was probably happening, but it's a bombshell that the head of the Homeland Security Department is acknowledging it. You can check it out on U.S. News and World Report. We'll go back to the phones now talking about this gun issue here, speaking of Homeland Security. Let's go to Al in Lone Tree. Al, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm an NRA member. I have been for 25 years, and I have a lot of guns. I'm an active hunter. But I believe that the NRA and our gun laws should promote appropriate and responsible gun ownership. And 98% of the gun owners out there are.
Absolutely.
But the 2% aren't. And, you know, to me, this is Darwin at work. The 2% who aren't should have their guns confiscated at these political rallies, and they should never be able to buy a gun again.
Well, and, you know, it's really interesting. It's one of these things where it's kind of like the people who feel personally persecuted for instance, by a proposal to make political events gun-free zones, are almost by definition people who don't want to responsibly use their weapons, right? I think you're fundamentally, it's my opinion, and we can debate this, but I think you're fundamentally irresponsible if you want to show up to a political event brandishing a loaded weapon. I just think that's irresponsible. I don't think that means gun ownership is irresponsible. I think you're right. The vast majority of gun owners are very responsible. But I think it's almost by definition irresponsible to show up to a political event, and a presidential political event at that, with brandishing a loaded weapon.
Yeah, I agree. And I believe that the NRA would really enhance themselves if they kick these guys out of the club. They shouldn't be representing these guys. And the second thing is, you know, this is Darwin at work. We do not allow people with single digits in the IQ to exist. Maybe they should be removed from the gene pool, you know?
Well, I'm glad you bring up the NRA, and I've been disappointed with the NRA. They are not commenting. They've been asked about this, and they officially are not commenting. Pretty disappointing if you ask me. Hey, Al, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We got Mason Tavert about his new book about marijuana policy after the national news.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the historic radio town hall with Congressman Perlmutter, your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. He's on his way to Libya. The only person convicted of the 1988 Lockerbie bombing that killed 270 people is aboard a plane bound for his home, released by Scotland's Justice Minister, Kenny McCaskill, on compassionate grounds because of his terminal cancer.
I do what I believe is right, consistent with the values of the people of Scotland.
But Karen Weeps, who lost a brother in the explosion that destroyed Pan Am Flight 103, is outraged.
I think it's utterly ridiculous that he is able to go back to Libya. He is being afforded something that our loved ones were not.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The Obama administration is clearly angry over the release of the Pan Am 103 bomber. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says the White House deeply regrets it. Secretary of State Clinton, Attorney General Holder, and senior National Security Council officials had, in the strongest possible terms, told Britain and Scottish authorities that the U.S. wanted the man to serve his full prison term. Clinton and Holder have now released their own statements, calling the terrorist release extremely disappointing.
Well, the polls have closed, and the counting has begun in Afghanistan, where voters cast ballots in the country's second direct presidential election. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports from outside the capital that Taliban intimidation appears to have had an impact.
The election turnout in this area south of Kabul was not what officials had hoped it would be. In fact, you could see the disappointment on the faces of the election workers here. The voting booths were empty for the most part. The attacks against polling stations started early in the morning. That kept some people away. Others said the threats by the Taliban over the past few weeks also achieved their goals and kept many people at home.
Afghan security officials say 26 people were killed during insurgent attacks across the country. An unexpected jump for the second week in a row in the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits for the first time. Economists say it's a clear signal that despite signs the economy around, employment is lagging. Araman Baravesh is chief economist with Global Insight.
We think that the jobs picture will not brighten
until, say, sometime next spring, even as the economy turns around and starts to recover.
On a more optimistic note, the Conference Board says its widely watched index of leading indicators climbed in July for a fourth consecutive month, of the rate was lower than Q3. New York, where ex-Giants receiver Plaxico Burress has pleaded guilty to a weapons charge and agreed to a two-year prison term for accidentally shooting himself in a Manhattan nightclub. WCBS reporter Irene Cornell says time had run out for him.
He had been negotiating with prosecutors for months and had turned down the deal. Finally, they went ahead, took it to a grand jury. He was indicted. He was facing trial, but the deal had remained open just until today. It was a, you know, now or never.
Hurricane Bill's weakened slightly to a Category 3 storm, though forecasters say it may regain strength in the coming days. And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 41 points. This is CBS News.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-0907. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-0907. That's 1-800-400-0907. 1-800-400-0907.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Army helicopters have returned massive near Leadville this morning, searching for a missing special ops soldier. He was one of four soldiers on board a Black Hawk helicopter that crashed into the 14er yesterday during a training exercise. The other three soldiers were killed. DIA continues to go green with a plan to have solar energy power its fuel farm.
Airport officials will ask the city to enter into a contract with two companies to develop a $7 million solar electric generating system. The 1.6 megawatt project built on 9 acres north of the airfield and would provide nearly all of the power necessary for the airport's fuel storage and distribution center.
That's AM 760's Joe Chi reporting. And extra anxiety on the first day of school for one DPS 6-year-old. She got on the wrong bus. The after-school daycare center driver didn't notice the quiet new rider until the route was complete. The little girl, wearing a pink dress and white sandals, finally rendezvoused with her family last evening. Sports: Rockies over the Washington 5-4 last night. They'll go for the 3-game sweep tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Update. I'm David Kale. Aaron O'Neill now with your AM 760 Progressive traffic.
We're still fighting some heavy-duty delays out here along southbound I-25 especially. We had a late accident approaching the Washington Street Bridge. Now, they were blocking up the left lane. Looks like everything's finally been cleared over to the right shoulder. You are stacked up solid starting on the approach to Colfax as you work yourself down. Also managed to jam up the ramp from eastbound 6th onto southbound I-25. Northbound I-25, pretty heavy outside the Denver Tech Center from Arapahoe Road up through Hamden. Catch a small break, and then we're very slow again up through the bridges starting just about University. A lot of traffic making its way into Boulder today. Westbound Highway 36 backs up from Sheridan all the way up towards Foothills Parkway. It looks like everywhere else we seem to be winding down here. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Enjoy a less stressful commute today with help.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. Movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pains, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins for the second time. The battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
Hey, Dave, thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the new book, man.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah.
It's nice to talk about something that doesn't kill people for a little while, right?
That's exactly right. And you kind of think maybe if everyone had a little bit of a toke every now and again, we wouldn't have people showing up to these town hall meetings screaming and waving guns around. We'd all just need to chill out just a little bit. Now, your book came out I guess the official publication day is today, is August 20th. And you're going to be doing some events all over the country, and I know you're going to be at Tattered Cover, and I don't have it in front of me exactly when you're going to be at Tattered Cover, but you will be at Tattered Cover.
I will be.
And before we get into your book and the details and what it's about, obviously it's pretty clear what it is about, I'm putting you on the spot here and wondering. The news of Governor Ritter's, the way he's dealing with some of his budget cuts, seems to be moving in a very slow way towards some criminal justice reform. Shortening the parole terms or letting people out on parole who are nonviolent offenders, or at least some of them. Does this give you any hope? Because obviously criminal justice policy and drug policy intersect in a pretty serious way. Does this give you any hope? And the budget crisis in general, because I know there's always talk whenever there's a budget crisis of maybe legalizing marijuana for sales revenues. Does this, any of this give you any hope that maybe the debate is shifting, or is this just a momentary thing?
Well, I think that you're exactly right. The subject's coming up now in light of the budget situation. It's coming up a lot more. And I will say that, criminal justice issues and drug policy and sentencing are certainly the 800-pound gorilla in the room when it comes to the current deficit. I mean, it's something that we have to address. Right now in Colorado, it's one of the three things we spend most money on, along with, I believe, it's health care, education, and then incarceration in prisons. And we need to change that, and certainly there's discussion in the Capitol about doing so. There's a criminal justice commission that I know is working on a sentencing overhaul that we're likely to see here in this upcoming session, and changing some drug policy parts of that is going to be an important role. I mean, in preventing, like you said, nonviolent offenders from being put into our prisons and taking up money. But there's also certainly something you said about the revenue that you mentioned, and it's not just revenue. We also have to consider the number of jobs that were going to be created. I mean, look at, like, for example, the alcohol industry. It's not just the people who produce it and then the people who sell it. There's waitresses, there's bartenders, there's truck drivers who take it from place to place, there's farmers producing the raw products. I mean, it's a huge industry, and we could see that here in Colorado. But our book really talks about how we can't just focus on the economic impacts, because in the future, even if we are in a good, prosperous economic time, that doesn't mean that marijuana should remain illegal or that we should continue to incarcerate people for nonviolent offenses like this.
Right, and that's the most provocative part of your book. And we're talking to Mason Tvert, his new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? You've heard Mason on this show before. He's a drug policy reform advocate here in Colorado. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover, I have it right here now, August 31st at 7:30, the Tattered Cover in Lodo, again, August 31st at 7:30. And the most provocative argument of your book is that, look, we can use budget, crises to raise these questions about our drug policy in economic terms, right? How much money can we make by taxing marijuana? How many jobs can we create by creating a marijuana industry? How much money we could save by decriminalizing marijuana and reforming our criminal justice policy so that we're not spending so much money on incarceration. But your book, the central argument of your book, is partially science and partially morality, in the sense that, look, beyond all of those benefits, let's just look at what marijuana as a substance does and does not do to humans, and why we have legalized other chemicals and products that are far more harmful to humans and to society.
Yeah, it's really a straightforward public policy argument. Right now we have a system in which we have a substance that's highly popular and highly legal in alcohol, and we base our culture around it. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing necessarily. I certainly respect adults' rights to use alcohol responsibly, but the fact that we prohibit the next most popular recreational substance, which happens to be far less harmful, far less toxic, produces far fewer social problems, that just doesn't make public policy sense, and it's causing more problems than it's doing good.
Well, it seems to me that we have a sort of a schizophrenic view of drugs and alcohol, in the sense that we legalize alcohol, as you say, we almost make it central to our culture, right? We go out after work to happy hour and celebrate with a drink. I mean, it's really almost...
You go to Coors Field for the ball game.
You go to Coors Field for... Right. It's an official, literally an official part of our culture, of our official American culture. And in it being an official part of our official American culture, we are acknowledging as a society that, look, it's okay at some level for people to want to use a chemical to physiologically relax themselves, or for maybe physiologically get a little bit of escapism. We are effectively saying that in making alcohol so central in our culture. But that's the kind of thing that we don't talk about, right? We have this crazy situation where we have to pretend that that's not true, even though it so obviously is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people have been using alcohol and marijuana for thousands of years. In fact, they were using marijuana prior to the people starting to ferment beer and wine and so on. But these substances are highly popular, and they're used for, as you said, essentially the same purpose: to elevate mood, to celebrate, to relax, relieve stress and anxiety, and to enhance experiences. And there's just absolutely no good logical reason why we should, as a society, prefer people drink when they could make the rational, safer choice to use marijuana instead.
But the big problem here, it seems to me, is that we simultaneously put mood-enhancing substances at the center of our culture, but pretend that that's not what we're doing. I mean, you don't.
We do that with everything.
Right. I mean, it's like really crazy to me. It's like we. I mean, nobody credibly makes the argument that, oh, you know, beer is such an important part of our culture, or wine is such an important part of our culture, or liquor is such an important part of our culture, because people just, you know, everyone's a beer connoisseur. They just love the taste of it, right? No, that's not real. That's so obviously ridiculous. I mean, sure, there are people who are really into good beers. I'm certainly into good beers, and there's certainly people who are into good liquors and good wines. But the reason it's central in our culture is because it's mood altering, mood enhancing, if you will. And it seems to me that until we can actually acknowledge that, and not only acknowledge that, but say that it's okay, that's an okay thing, that it gets harder to actually have a debate over the particular substances we use or that we legalize and do not legalize to get to that mood enhancement.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we see is typically arguments coming from the charges being led by moralists and evangelists and folks who really like to dictate how we run our lives. And I'm no super libertarian. In fact, I'm more of a central government. Let's make people safe and spend the time and money to do that. But we have folks like our Attorney General, John Southers, who told me in 2006 on the radio while we were running our ballot initiative that he's never been intoxicated on anything in his life, yet he does have a couple glasses of wine with dinner every night. But yet he says he only gets sub-intoxicated, to which I said that's more like getting, you know, it's like saying someone's sub-pregnant.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's like being pulled over drinking and driving and saying, well, I was a 0.7 or 0.0. I was like one little bit underneath the legal limit, and claiming that that you didn't feel any buzz whatsoever. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is absolutely ridiculous. But, it just goes to show that the people who are leading the charge against changing marijuana laws or drug laws in general are typically people who are, you know, they're moralistic, fear-mongering people who want to control the way we live our lives.
I feel like they're the John Lithgows in what is it, Footloose, right? I mean, I feel like they're the people, they're like afraid of dance. Oh, okay. You're going to dance. Yeah, you're afraid, right, those crazy kids, you know? Like, I feel like that's what it really is. And, you know, books like this, and again, the book is Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? The author is Mason Tvert, among others. It's Mason Tvert, Paul Armento, and Steve Fox. The book is a really, really important look at what is really driving this marijuana debate. And I got to say, before I let you go, I found the most interesting part of this book, or I shouldn't say the most interesting, because all of it was interesting, but the most revelatory for me, the stuff I really didn't know a lot about at all, was the history of the efforts to demonize marijuana. And really, it's a really recent history. It's not an age-old thing in the sense of it hasn't been going on for hundreds of years. It's only been going on really in the 20th century. And you've really done a great job of tracing that history. It's a really readable book. It's, you know, you said it's a public policy book, but it's a short, easy read, and I encourage people to pick it up. Again, the book is Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? The author is Mason Tvert. He'll be at The Tattered Cover August 31st at 7:30 p.m. In The Tattered Cover in Lodo. Hey, Mason, good to talk to you.
Hey, Dave, thanks. You mind if I give one more quick plug? You might find this interesting. We're actually doing a book bomb today on Amazon. We've got hundreds and hundreds of people all going there paying $10, buying Marijuana is Safer on Amazon.com to make it the first number one marijuana policy book in history. So I encourage anyone interested to check it out.
That's awesome. And also, Turk is reminding me that there is a book launch party on Sunday, this Sunday, August 23rd, from 2 to 5 p.m. at 8 Rivers in Lodo at 15th and Blake. So you got a couple of events around here. I'll read them off again. You've got 7:30 p.m. August 31st at the Tattered Cover. Mason will be there. And then this Sunday, August 23rd, from 2 to 5 p.m. at 8 River in Lodo at 15th and Blake. I'll try to check it out. I'll try to be there on Sunday. I think I'm going to be around. So I'll see you then, Mason.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Good talking to you.
Okay, absolutely.
920 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're going to get back to our heated gun debate after a traffic update with John Turk. Ready for a traffic update?
I am now. I just have to say goodbye to Mason Tvert.
All right, cool.
All right.
I put you on the spot. My bad.
Dude, don't throw it at me to
film. Sorry,
ready. Come
man.
On now. All
sorry,
right,
man.
Got a crash eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Going to see some delays back around I-76. Northbound 25 also sluggish for us for a couple different spots. First, Downing Street to Colfax, again from 84th to 104th. And one surface street accident, Monaco and Exposition. Your forecast, mostly sunny, mild, with a high around 80 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 65. Also want to apologize to Sue. If you're out there, give me a call, Sue. I love you. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shop Mini, now offering special 1.9%.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Mommy!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30 is tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Bring your family to the air show this weekend in Broomfield. See thrilling aerobatics. Hear the roar of classic warbirds and modern military jets. See hundreds of aircraft on static display. Let the kids explore the Kids Space Activity Center. Enjoy the Barnstormers Ball and special Twilight Air Show on Saturday. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily. Info at cosportaviation.org. Tickets at King Supers and TicketsWest.com. Don't miss the Colorado Sport International Air Show this weekend in Broomfield.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
.24 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get back to the phones, get back to our debate here. The discussion, two-track discussion. We've got the Democrats in Washington now saying that they may try to, quote-unquote, go it alone on health care reform and not negotiate with Republicans. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea? I think it's a good idea. I think it's about time. And then, do you support the concept, the proposal in Congress, to make political events, public mass political events, gun-free zones? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Dave in Lakewood. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing it?
Great. I just wanted to say that I'm like one of your former callers, I used to be an NRA member.
Mm-hmm.
I resigned when they went after Gary Hart when he was running for re-election, and I cut up the Republican bumper sticker and sent it in my NRA membership card back to him, told him that I thought they had become the National Republican Auxiliary instead of the National Rifle Association.
Mm.
But I'm a firearms enthusiast, and I do my own reloading, and I can usually hit what I'm shooting at. And I told Turk, I dare you to try to walk into a gun show with a loaded sidearm on your hip or an AR-15 hanging off your shoulder. It ain't going to happen.
Why? What would happen?
Oh, they have security at the door, and they will not let you in with a loaded firearm.
Even to a gun show?
Oh, yeah. I go to gun shows 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah.
I've yet to be one at one that would allow you to carry a loaded firearm around with you.
Well, Dave, let me ask you this question. As a gun owner yourself, if you showed up to a town hall meeting and you're comfortable, obviously, around guns, would you be uncomfortable if 10 or 12 people there in an organized fashion were brandishing their weapons? Would that make you, even as a gun owner, uncomfortable?
If I saw one person with a firearm with them, it would make me uncomfortable.
It would make you uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're saying that as a gun owner. So, and that's what I've been really trying to get at here, which is that this really transcends, this goes beyond It's not even, I shouldn't even say beyond. It's like, it's not even the same league. It's not even the same sport, as they said in Pulp Fiction, just with profanity. The debate over the your right to own guns, your right to bear arms, the Second Amendment, this is not about that. This is about political intimidation.
Exactly.
It's about the First Amendment. It's not about the Second Amendment. And you yourself are a gun, you know, firearms enthusiast. And I just hope that folks who are listening out there and folks who are looking at and thinking about these issues can really disaggregate the two issues. I think what the conservatives tend to do on the gun issue is conflate this. You know, oh, you're going to make the school a gun-free zone. You're attacking my right to bear arms. Well, no, that's not what we're doing. I mean, we can have legitimate debates about whether schools should be gun-free zones. We can have legitimate debates about the assault weapons ban. I'm for the assault weapons ban. And I consider myself somebody who's for the assault weapons ban, but respects the overall right to own guns. We can have those debates, but this is not that debate. And Dave, I really appreciate you taking the time to give us a call and talk to us about what happens at gun shows. It's fascinating that what you seem to be saying is that gun shows, the security over people bearing arms seems to be, in some cases, better than than the security about people bearing arms near the President of the United States.
Yep, right, and I'm right with the former caller. Anybody that shows up at a presidential rally or any political rally with firearms should have their firearms confiscated and their right to own firearms revoked.
Dave, thanks for the call, man.
You bet.
928 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This just off the wire. We're going to get back to the phones in a second, but this just off the wire. Bob Moore, the editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan, on his blog, has just reported that Cory Gardner, the front runner for the 4th Congressional District Republican nomination against Betsy Markey, seemed to dip his toe into the birther conspiracy theories. Gardner at a town meeting about health care, I'm reading from his blog post, struggled as he responded to a question, this question, at a town hall meeting in Fort Collins. Do you know for a fact Barack Obama was born in the United States? Moore writes that after initially trying to parry the question with a joke, quote, I don't know if you were born in this country, Gardner waded in deep. Quote, based on what they've shown, what they've tried to say, I think the administration is trying to say he was born in this country. I only know what everyone else knows. Moore writes, by this time it became clear the questioner was a Democrat. The man who didn't give his name followed up, quote, my question is, then why do so many Republicans refuse to believe that he was born in this country? That led to calls from the audience of, quote, show me the birth certificate. So Cory Gardner may be a birther in attempting to appeal to the Republican base in the 4th Congressional District, seems to be wading in deep to the birther conspiracy theories. We'll try to get Bob Moore on tomorrow to give us a report on what's going on up there with Cory Gardner. Also, Bob Moore was at a town hall meeting with Senator Michael Bennett. We'll try to get him on tomorrow morning. Oh, okay, good. We've already got him booked. He'll be on with us tomorrow at 8 a.m. Tomorrow at 8 a.m. we'll talk to Bob Moore, the Fort Collins Coloradan, about Cory Gardner, the leading Republican candidate for the 4th Congressional District nomination, seemed to dive right into the birther conspiracy theory. So make sure to tune in for that tomorrow. All right, we'll go back to the phones now for our discussion about guns and whether you think they should be able to be brought to political rallies. Gary in Grand Lake. Gary, you're on AM 760.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day it is.
It is.
Yes, since I have a marijuana medical card, I just want to let you know I'm feeling fine.
That's good, man. I'm glad to hear it.
That's right. And I am very upset about the Democrats not standing up, getting their cojones out there and telling these Republicans, we have the majority. We are going to be the ones that you're going to have to bow down to like we did for you for the last 8 years, and you never stood up to George Bush one time in our country.
Hello. His phone went out. Okay. Sorry about that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim in Denver.
How you doing, David?
I'm doing well.
Okay, I'm going to pretend like this is the dojo. I got Blue Sky Empirical Evidence. Everyone should read a book on Washington and Hamilton.
Okay.
Washington, at the end of the war, a couple of regiments marched on the Congress to get back pay. Washington had at least one of the leaders shot. In western Massachusetts, on the eve of the Constitution, farmers were upset, protested against the East Coast financing interests. They rounded them up, rounded up the ringleaders, and sent the rest scurrying home. In western Pennsylvania, with the NRAers complaining about taxes, Hamilton mounted up, rode west, drove those, rounded up the leaders, and drove the rest of those folks home. So the people in Arizona that showed up with the rifles, assault weapons, are lucky that Washington is not president and Hamilton is still not around somewhere.
So in what you're saying is that there's historical precedent from the founding fathers to say that to put some parameters on the right to bear arms.
Yeah, I'm laughing at this. Washington and Hamilton wouldn't have put up with this. Hamilton would have been first, he would have mounted the first cav, rode out there, let off a couple of shots, and sent them running home.
Well, hey, Jim, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. Do me a favor. Tell Turk, give us the citation where I can read a little bit more about that. I'm really interested in it, and I appreciate you.
Kershaw's Hamilton, and the Democrats should go it alone.
All right. So hang on 1 second. I'm going to have Turk pick up the phone. So just hang on 1 second, okay? 9:32 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is a pretty heated debate, pretty interesting. I'm learning a lot about what you think about bringing guns to political events, and learning a lot about history in the process. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Traffic is still kind of a mess for us on I-25 if you're making your way around town. Late jams on southbound side of I-25 there from basically I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Northbounders sluggish Downing Street to Colfax, and again from 84th to 104th. Don't know why we have those slowdowns there on the northbound side heading into Thornton. Also got a crash eastbound I-270 at Vasquez, and now we got one in the opposing lane. So things pretty nasty there in our surface street accident, Monaco, and Exposition. The forecast should be another sunny and dry day. Highs in the low 80s right now, 70 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. Cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing, and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
2,000 beers in 75 different styles from 450 brewers. It's the world's greatest beer tasting event right here in Colorado.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Time to shop Sports Authority this week with men's and women's athletic shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it. Because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PureFloydChevrolet.com.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
Why do you continue to support a Nazi policy? As Obama has expressly supported this policy, why are you supporting it?
Let me, I will, when you ask me that question, I am going to revert to my ethnic heritage and answer your question with a question. On what planet do you spend most of your time? Do you want me to answer the question? Yes, as you stand there with a picture of the president, the face to look like Hitler, and compare the effort to increase health care to the Nazis, my answer to you is, as I said before, it is a tribute to the First Amendment that this kind of vile, contemptible nonsense is so freely propagated. Sam, trying to have a conversation with you would be like trying to argue with a dining room table. I have no interest in doing it.
That was Congressman Barney Frank responding to some of it, the protesters at his town hall meetings. And I want to be clear, I keep saying this, when I have referred to some of the conservative protesters as crazy or freaks, I am specifically talking not about people who oppose the health care reform bill, which I support. You can oppose the health care reform bill and not be crazy or a freak. It's when people show up and start calling Obama Hitler, or making ridiculous claims about the bill, pulling the plug on grandma, unsubstantiated, really freakish and crazy claims. And you heard Congressman Barney Frank there giving us a good display, a good lesson in how to respond to those folks. 9:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about whether you think the Second Amendment should allow you to bring guns, loaded weapons, to political events. Also, we'd love to hear your thoughts on whether you think the Democrats should go it alone on health care reform. That's the talk out of Washington today, is that the Democrats are going to stop trying to, or potentially stop trying to work with Republicans and simply ram a health care bill through Congress. Do you think that's the way to go? I certainly do. I certainly do. In local news, we've heard that Congresswoman Betsy Markey has come out against the health care bill as it's written in the House. We've heard over the last couple of days from folks about Markey's town hall meetings. Jared Polis has not signed on to a letter just yet, has not signed on to a pledge to vote against health care if it doesn't include a public option. That's a major campaign going on to try to get as many members of Congress to say they will not vote for health care without a public option. The public option, of course, the key reform out of all of the reforms. We had Ed Perlmutter on a couple days back, and he said he didn't know if he would vote for a health care bill if it didn't have a public option. So the politics of this is happening right here at home, and so we're talking about it here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go back to the phones now, and we'll go to Linda in Westminster. Linda, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a question before I make a comment.
Okay.
Do we not have federal laws about bringing guns to things like happened in Arizona? Do we not have a federal law about that?
According to reports from Arizona, the folks who brought those weapons to that event were within their legal rights as the law is written currently, the legal rights in the state of Arizona and under federal law. And so the question, of course, is, well, do we need to change federal laws or state laws?
Okay, and then my other comment is, and I know it's not the same, but I was thinking about the lady that just got out of prison the other day that went to prison for brandishing a gun at, I think it was Gerald Ford, if I remember correctly. She spent her whole life in prison for that one thing. She's 60-something years old now. She just got out of prison here.
You're talking about Squeaky Frome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I think I had missed that story, although it happened just a couple of weeks ago, and I pulled it up right here when you mentioned it. And the CNN story is the president she once pointed a gun at has been dead for nearly 3 years after her longtime idol and leader, Charles Manson, remains in prison. However, Squeaky Frome is about to get her first taste of real freedom in more than 3 decades. So
right.
Squeaky Frome is being let out of jail. Now, I think that folks would say that the difference is that Frome pointed the gun at Gerald Ford in Sacramento. Secret Service agents, and I'm reading from the story here, prevented her from firing. But the gun, this is pretty interesting. The gun was later found to have no bullet in the chamber.
Right.
Although it contained a clip of ammunition, so an empty clip of ammunition. So I think folks would say, well, the difference is that she pointed the gun. But here's the thing, right? It's that, I mean, I think you're raising a good point, if you are raising this point, which is that the difference between pointing a gun and not pointing a gun is a twitch of a wrist, right? I mean, that happens
right.
in seconds. And that's why you have, or that's why I think you should have laws, just from the pure safety angle, you should have better laws that say you can't bring a gun anywhere near, a loaded weapon anywhere near the President of the United States.
Exactly.
And,
you know, and 30 years is a long time for what she did, okay? And I'm not trying to justify what she did, but it just doesn't seem right to me.
Right. You're right. There's a weird situation where somebody gets 30 years in prison for pointing a gun, an unloaded weapon, at Gerald Ford. She goes to jail for 30 years, and now we're in a situation where you can have 12 people, including one guy with an assault rifle, near the President of the United States, and not only near him, but making a big public display of it on television, and there
right.
are no legal consequences.
Right.
That is really, really
right.
bizarre. It is you're right. It's absolutely not right. Thanks for pointing it out. Thanks for
mm-hmm.
thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Chuck in Englewood. Chuck, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey.
To respond to the, not the most recent caller, but the one before that, and that's not what my statement's about, but what George Washington did in 1790 against the Whiskey Rebellion was legal at the time. And what the Articles of Confederation Congress did in, I think, 1784 against the Shays Rebellion was similarly legal. But in 1865, during the Reconstruction period in the South, there was a court-generated law called Posse Comitatus, which says federal troops are prohibited from exercising their abilities in a state criminal justice or even a federal criminal justice situation. So the federal government could not go out and use military force to arrest people. They can't do that unless they declare martial law. But onto the thing that I said to your screener.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is, and I'm going to carry this to its natural absurdity. What you're saying is that there should be a law that says no one can bring a loaded weapon to a rally in which the president or some other member of Congress or whatever is present. Correct?
What I'm saying is, and I'm not a legislator, what I'm saying is that there must be a way to write a law that says when you have an official political event. Now remember, these events are not, these are different, and maybe you need to differentiate. I don't know, but these events are official congressional events, right? And they're official presidential events. They're not campaign events.
Sure.
Right? They're it's literally like effectively, the congressman's office, the congressperson's office, is put in a public location, and you get to the constituents, the public gets to go into the congressperson's office or the president's office. That's the way I look at these town hall meetings. And there's got to be a way to say when that happens, you know, you just like you can't bring a loaded weapon into the congressperson's office down in Washington, D.C., that you can't bring a loaded weapon into the congressperson's temporary or public office when they hold this kind of public event.
But then, in effect, what you're saying is you're establishing non-free zones in the United States.
Well, we've done that. I mean, we've done that in a school. You can't bring a gun to a school. You can't bring a gun to a stadium. You can't bring a gun into public buildings. You can't bring a gun into the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, no, I understand that. And you've given those things the correct reasoning. You said that those are ostensibly extensions of the office of the congressman or the White House or whatever, or there is a particularly compelling state interest to have children protected.
Right, exactly.
Something like that.
Exactly.
The problem you're going to have, though, is that, and I'm going to carry this to its natural absurdity, if you're going to say that me, John Q. Citizen, if I'm legally entitled to carry a firearm, concealed or open carry,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to tell me that I can't do that because I'm coming in contact with someone, then if you're going to treat everybody exactly equal, then you have to say the same thing about the Secret Service, the police, ATF.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's true at all. I mean, we have security guards at stadiums. We have security guards at schools. I mean, I guess what I am saying, and maybe you don't agree with me, but what I am saying is that, yes, I am comfortable saying that the government, as a matter of security, that the government should have, in those special situations, should have more of an authority to bear arms, if you will, in those specific settings than John Q. Citizen. That's right.
And what you're saying is that the government needs to be protected from its people.
No, I'm not saying the government needs to be protected from the people. I'm saying the government provides internal security. One of the reasons we have a government, even libertarians acknowledge this, one of the facets of government that even libertarians support is the fact that the government maintains civil security. That's what the government exists to do. I mean, even Ron Paul will say that.
I think what the government does is the government enforces laws that either by plebiscite or by representative government have enacted.
Exactly. And so we're talking about amending the law. That's what we're talking about.
Well, again, what you're asking for a law that's going to substantially expand the security that you claim the government needs from its own people.
I guess you're missing my point. I'm not saying the government needs protection of itself. I'm saying if I, John Q. Citizen, I have a right, a First Amendment right, to be able to go to a town hall meeting and not feel physically threatened by somebody else. I have that right. That is my First Amendment right. And you know what? Yes. I want the government to help protect that right, to help protect me in my First Amendment rights. I'm not interested in the government protecting itself. I'm interested in the government protecting the public from a tiny minority of people who think it's perfectly okay to use loaded weapons to intimidate everybody else. Thanks for the call, Chuck. 950 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic is still a booger for us, man. Normally we're cleared this time of the morning, but a couple of late accidents messing us up. One eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Going to hit the jams all the way back at I-25 as you're traveling eastbound. Also got a new one at the end of the ramp from northbound I-25 to 120th Avenue. The ramp is down to one lane. Possible backups onto the highway there. Also got a crash in the opposing lanes. Westbound 270 at Vasquez. Northbound 25, sluggish. I-225 up to Hamden. Also busy westbound Turnpike, Sheridan to Foothills. Showing speeds in the 30s in that stretch. Back in the Denver Metro, one crash, Monaco, and Exposition. The forecast, mostly sunny, mild with high around 80. Your current downtown temperature is 68 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance has covered a lot of cars and drivers since 1946. See how you can sit back and enjoy the ride by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
The town hall meetings have been full of filibuster and fracas.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
All while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
.53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got three calls on the line and only a little bit of time to get them all in. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody's going to get about 45 seconds. We'll take them in the order that they were received. Here we go. DJ in Denver. DJ, you're on AM 760.
Okay. First thing I want to say, we should definitely shove it down their throats. We need to make it not just single, public option, but single payer. So that if they do ever try to get into power again, and they will, that they can't change it because you'll have so many people on it that it just won't happen. You'll have millions of people yelling, keep your hands off my Medicare.
And that's what Republican strategists certainly fear the most. Bill Kristol writing that, the Republican strategist writing that memo 15 years ago, saying that if they ever let health care pass, that it will guarantee a permanent Democratic majority.
Exactly. That's what we need. That's what, just shove it down their throats. They can't do anything about it now. We voted them in. That's what we need. The second thing, the gun, I have concealed the carry permit. I don't try to bring it into a stadium. I don't try to bring it onto a plane. I don't try to bring it into a school. People that bring these things to these parties, these are public events. That is just stupid to do it. That's my opinion. Thank you very much, Dave.
Hey, DJ, thanks. Thanks for the call. James in Laramie. James, you're on AM 760.
Howie. Hey. Good to hear you again, David.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure. I was calling to comment on the Barney Frank tape that you played a little while ago.
Yeah.
I think, and how you had mentioned that you have called people that bring, you know, that bring up comparisons with Nazis and Hitler to Obama and his administration, you called them crazy. And I don't know a lot about you, but I would be willing to bet that you didn't call your own party crazy when they were comparing Bush to Hitler.
You're wrong about that. You should go read my book. I read my book about my chapter on the anti-war movement, and you will see I've taken a lot of heat for it. I said that people who were likening Bush to Hitler were themselves crazy and were themselves freakish. I think it's an unacceptable comparison.
Great. Okay. Well, then I have nothing else to say. Thank you.
Hey, James. Thanks for the call, man.
Sure.
All right. Final call of the day. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760.
Thank you, David, for taking the call.
Sure.
A couple of quick things. People should remember that the First Amendment has five items in it. It's not just freedom of speech, but it's right to peaceable assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was at the Perlmutter's in Brighton about a week and a half ago, and somebody approached, and they were intimidating some young people and screaming at him and showing these signs. And I said, you know, you do have a right to peaceable assembly. And if I'm there and it's not peaceable, I have a right to report that, call the police, and have some kind of action taken. I wish somebody had done the same thing at that bit with the guy coming in with the gun, and even the reporter had his own gun there, and it was a setup. That particular police force maybe wouldn't do anything if somebody called, but I think it would be interesting because of
I heard the interchange between the police, I read the report about the interchange between the police force, and the police force said, look, for better or for worse, the laws of Arizona, the laws of Phoenix, apparently, you're technically allowed to open carry an assault rifle. And, you know, so if you buy that, then the police were really, they had their hands tied. They really couldn't do anything. Now, you can make the case, sure, that, and by the way, I agree with you, that the First Amendment guarantees the public's right to peaceable assembly. That doesn't just guarantee that if you want to do a peaceable demonstration, if you will, that you have that right. It also guarantees that the people around you who are also there have a right, and the key term is peaceable. And I would argue that when you bring a loaded assault weapon, that by definition, that's not peaceable.
Absolutely. 100% accurate. And, you know, it's interesting because Arizona's got a history. You may remember Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody brought that to court and it got tried, it has to happen in a state. And then maybe the Supreme Court would do something about it. But until that time, they can't, you know, do anything that says it's unconstitutional. You know that, because if there's not a case present,
that's right,
it won't happen.
That's right. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, that's the show today. Tomorrow, we've got a good show for you. We'll get an update on Cory Gardner, the congressional candidate, the Republican from Fort Collins. Is he a birther? And we're going to have Rachel Maddow on in the 9:30 at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. So tune in. Until then, I'll be there out on my patio with my sandals.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors. The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders, Werner. Preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get an 8-foot aluminum step ladder or 16-foot aluminum extension ladder for the new lower price of just $63. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
We gotta go!
I'm talking about a little place called Aspen.
This week, go to am760.net and buy a gift certificate to stay at the Mountain House Lodge in Aspen for half price. It's Bargain Watch, brought to you by Comcast.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado's...